Okay, this is going to be the longest opening in the world. This is the opening to today's sponsor. This will go first. I keep sending them to Aristotle, then I forget things. Okay, so a few things that are important. One, for the helium date, I like the podcast listeners to be, you know, sort of in the front area. So I will ask the club to save some of the seats in the front. So when you get to the, not the ticket window, but when you get all the way downstairs, actually in the showroom, mention that. Now, they might not have anything, but they will try. So if they don't have anything, you know, don't be like, what? Todd said that. No. So, excuse me. So when you get into the showroom, just mention to the person seating you, hey, we're podcast listeners, and they'll all know. Don't feel funny about it. They'll all know that if they can, to sit you guys up front. Second, at the end of today's show, you'll hear what happens. We did a silly dance, and nobody was stopping. It was very hard to hear everybody in the room because the music was loud, and the, you know, Martin was jamming on the drums and Gabe on the horns, and you know, I kept telling everybody, you don't have to keep going. We've done that song for a minute. It's like a 7-minute song. I was like, holy shit, how long is this song? But I say, I swear to God, we're all dancing. And then I realized you might think that's a bit because I said swear to God. I just said it, you know, in the old way of saying that. So to George Carlin, we never stop. Every single person doesn't stop until the music did. Okay, so there's that. The Monday show that we made, me and Daniel, hey, things happen. It's not a big deal. It got, you know, you record these things, you know, it's digital and it got erased. So it's, you know, it's not a big deal. We'll do it again. I'll have my thoughts cleaner this time. They just keep getting cleaner and cleaner. Sure. Okay. Here's Aristotle rolling today's ad. Today's show is sponsored by HostGator. God damn, they're good people. Hey, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know much about this except that my stepbrother won't stop talking about them. And he knows about this stuff. And I have to tell him, stop it. On and on and on and on and on. Hey, did you hear about these HostGator people? You know, it's one of the top. Did you know that? HostGator, it's one of the top website shops. HostGator. You know, the thing about them is they make it simple to get your professional website up online. That's what it's all about. You have a professional website, you want to get it up online. Okay, that is all they fucking do. And plans start at $3.47 a month. You know what? There's a mistake here. I'll have to read the rest of this copy next week. There's no way it's $3.47 a month. I mean, it ranges, but there's no way it even starts there. Yeah, there's a mistake. What's it say at the bottom if they put a code Todd30 and they get an extra 30%. It's just, let's talk about it next week. I think there's a mistake. Hey, if you want to, I can't even read the rest of the copy because there's no way it starts at $3.47 a month. So you can, if you want to take advantage of them, I mean, technically now that I said it, they got to honor that, but we'll go over it again next week when I get these details right. Wait a second. That was the same copy from last week, the way I opened it, who our show is sponsored by. Okay, listen. This is the longest opening ever. You're about to hear the opening, the one I recorded, but I forgot to mention something. We were supposed to do a double show today because next week's Thanksgiving and I'll be in Philadelphia. And I don't know why I had the time so off. I kept looking at the clock and I was like, God, the show flew by. Not only was it not a double show, it was shorter than some of our single shows. I could have done another 2 hours with these guys, Ian and Rob. But nevertheless, if I can, I'll record one in Philadelphia, but we might just have next week off. So I could have cut it in two, but, you know, it just really was no place to cut it. I just wanted to release the whole show. So, all right, I think you understand what I'm saying. Here's the opening that I normally play. Have a great Thanksgiving, and breathe deep and everything will be fine. Good Friday. Eh, sounds cheesy, doesn't it? A good Friday to you, too. What a show. What a show, you know? What a show. Rob Gleason and Ian Carmel. I think they should make movies together. I'm sure we'll have them both back, separate, together, whatever they want. They were great. All because they were willing to let their guard down and just be pure silly. And it was thoroughly enjoyable. Let me tell you something. Rob Gleason, Ian Carmel, follow them on Twitter. If they're going to be at a club near you, go see them. Because they, you know, don't get me started. Let me give a few plugs here for Rob. Obviously, if you enjoy Rob on the show, and you will, check out his podcast, Goof City Podcast. Did you hear that? Goof City Podcast. He's also reoccurring in the third season of House of Lies on Showtime. And it premieres January 12th on Showtime. That's a lot of information about Rob, isn't it? Well, it's okay. You need to hear it. And you can follow him on Twitter. Twitter.com, Rob Gleason. Twitter.com, Rob Gleason. Why do I get the feeling I said that wrong? But the main thing is, seriously, if Rob were Ian, Rob Carmel. No, Ian Carmel, Rob Gleason, God dang. God dang. At the end, we left the longest dance, silly dance we've ever done. We did it twice today. And they did exactly, when we're dancing around and you hear it on the show and you're wondering what they're doing, they're sitting there with big smiles on the face, bubble machines ablazing, smoke machines ablazing, the disco ball going, and they just soak it in. So now you know what they're doing. When you hear that music, you know what they're doing. And at the end, we've never done it this long. We usually do it 2 minutes. You'll hear it at the end of the show. We go and we go and we go. And I was like, hey, whoever gets tired, we'll stop. I didn't know the song went on that long. I said to the drummer, I was running around the room, if you're tired, you can stop. Anyone's tired, they can stop. Nobody got tired. You'll hear it, but I want you to know what's going on. Alrighty. That's a lot. I'll see you at Helium. I will see you at Helium tonight. No, not tonight. Thanksgiving. There's a lot of misinformation I'm giving out. I will see you at Helium Wednesday, the 27th. Take Thanksgiving off, and then I'll see you on the 29th and 30th at Helium Comedy Club. Tonight, I'm with Jim Gaffigan in Kansas. Saturday, we're in St. Louis. There we go. And I had to move my Dallas date. Yes, I had to move it to the next week. The 12th through the 15th of December. That's right. All right, I think I got everything out of the way. It seems like I'm just barking information at you. But I'm not. Joe McKenzie. Lyricist Joe. You are the man. How did it all start? Who would have thought one night in Portland, after a show at Helium, you would have walked up to me in a shy way, handed me a old-fashioned CD. I listened to it. I fucking loved it. Who would have thought it would have turned into this? All right. John, how you doing? I had a great time at the Comedy Central workspace. And afterwards, a gentleman by the name of John seemed like a very nice guy. You never know. Could be a mass murderer. But John, you are a good man. We talked briefly, but it was nice. All righty. Oh, I'm so tired. Did I fake it? And I did. You know how I'm always saying, do this, do that? I hope it doesn't come off self-righteous, because believe me, it's just to remind myself. Why would I even bring that up? I saw somebody tweet someone today, and they're like, you know, don't be so self-righteous. I like when people are told that when they're judging people. You know, when people are judging people, maybe judging the wrong people. I guess we'll never know who's self-righteous and who's not until time passes, right? Were you telling the right group to cut the shit? Because if you're telling the right group to cut the shit, then you look good later. So I guess only time will tell. What is Todd talking about? All right. Well, enjoy Ian Carmel and Rob Gleason, because let me tell you something. I had so much. I don't want to overset it up, but I am not. Just pure joy. All right. I'll see you in Philly, everybody. I'm very excited. Chris is going to be there playing horns. Chris, you know who you are. Mike on keys. We lost our drummer. It's okay, though. Chris is going to make up for it. All right. That's the longest opening. God, that was long. All right. I love you. Bye. I love you. Oh, my God. I said I love you. Oh, that's exciting. Look at that. This is real. It's not like, you know.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
I like to open up loud. You know, gotta open up strong. When love is gone. Yeah, they don't have to do you wrong. They might just know how to work out. All right, we fade out. Okay, let me say, it's going to be a fun show. I know I say that every week, but I do feel like it. I feel like it's like a family show. I'm very comfortable with everybody in the room. Before I rip through all my shit, I met Ian Carmel is here. We'll talk about how we met later. Also, Rob Gleason is here. Oh! Maybe a boom, boom on there. I like when they just, it's not like you don't play the drums, but after I say their name, you do like a kick on the bass. You just add some oomph to the, Rob Gleason is here, everybody. There, something like that. Now, I know Iffy is, Iffy, what's your last name?
Wadiway.
Iffy what?
Wadiway.
Iffy Wadiway?
Yeah.
Iffy Wadiway. Iffy Wadiway. Iffy Wadiway. Do you know Iffy Wadiway?
Yeah.
It's Iffy Wadiway.
Of the Dorchester Wadiway.
Yes, Dorchester Wadiways. Everyone knows Iffy Wadiway. Is that your real last name?
Yeah.
I love it. Don't say anything else. you're a stand-up comedian, but you also work at the Improv. Every time I go over there, you're positive energy. I like you. There's a lot of people there that work there now that I really like. Like, when you walk in, they're just, it's a good energy. A lot of the waiters, a lot of the waitresses, all the door staff, everybody. It's, even though it went very corporate and some other things changed, the staff and the friendliness and Rita and Jamie I could do without. He's a little annoying sometimes. No, I have an affection for him. He I love him. He's a great guy. And then Aristotle, we missed you last week. It's good to have you back, you know. And some of the two guys with instruments are here. Of course, Gabe is over there, and Martin is here. So everything's good. Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's a lot to applaud after. Get excited. What about – and then also Jake Adams, ladies and gentlemen. Jake Adams. Oh. And Joe. I want to thank Joe. I'm so excited. I want to rip through this because I like to have like a song for the guests.
And I almost didn't have one. And then last minute, Joe goes, I got you one. So we'll get through this, and then we'll play your little song that we made. Not little, but Joe, lyricist Joe. We're going to dedicate this whole show to you. It's all about you. It's all about you. What was this? Happy World Land? What is that? This could be...
Happy World Land, Happy World Land, where the fun doesn't stop at only 80 bucks a pop in beautiful Happy World Land.
Who sent that in?
That was Jonathan sent that in.
We do that so it sounds like we're in a real studio. You know, it sounds... It can't... You...
Hold on, let me see if I can give you a little more oomph there.
Who sent that in?
Jonathan sent that in today, Todd.
Thank you. All right, so Jonathan, thank you. The whale, I'll talk about that next week. We'll talk about that next week. I'm getting right through all the stuff. I'll talk about that next week. I know when I go to other podcasts, it sucks sitting over there. So I'm just getting to the meat. I figured something out. And this is the one thing we're going to talk about, and then we're going to start the show. Do you know when people say, like, oh, I don't mean to Jew you down, or I even stop myself from saying I don't mean to be a woman about it? Because it's usually after you say something that makes you a layered person of some, you know, you say, oh, I feel fat or something, or you say, oh, I need a haircut, I feel like a woman. No. Or someone goes, I don't mean to be a Jew about it. Or, you know, all those words. I figured something out. When people compliment themselves, they never use another being. They take the credit. They go, I was courageous, or I felt proud about what I did. Or they go, you know, but when it's a negative thing, I figured out, and I've talked about this a million times, but I think I have a new slant on it. It's saying this. I don't mean to be a Jew about it. It's saying, I'm not a Jew. You know me. I'm the type of guy, I pay what somebody wants. That's not my being. But a little bit of Jew got in me. It's not me. Just Jew got in me, you know. I don't know how, because I'm the type of guy, I don't mean to a woman about it. It's like, I don't mean to be a woman about it. Oh, normally, you know me. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. That's who I am. That's my being. Like, when I'm dead and gone, people are going to remember me for being a guy. I don't give a fuck about my hair. I don't feel bloated. I'm a fucking guy. That's my being. But somehow, a little of that bullshit woman, it got in me. You know, it slipped into me. It's not who I am. Yeah, well, it's fucking who you are. It's fucking who you are. So if you said, I don't mean to be it, you just did it. You just did it. So shut the fuck up. Last thing. I just shit in my pants, and I'm not just saying that for comedic purposes. The last thing. The Pope. You think a lot of heavy stuff to open up the show. The Pope did come out and say that being gay is no longer a sin in the Catholic Church. Is that right?
Yep.
Is that true? Does anyone know if that? I thought that he said that.
Did he say they're not going to hell? They're not necessarily going to hell.
Oh, there's an in-between. It's a
gray area.
Atheists and gay people aren't necessarily going to hell just because of that.
So does that mean that if he's saying that, is that he's the all-being, right?
He's the mouthpiece. He's
right. What he says is right. It's not up for debate. He knows what he's saying.
Final, yeah.
So doesn't that mean that all those people made a horrible mistake over the years and might have something to do with a lot of children taking their lives? Because you don't just look up to the church like an adult. You look up to them. They are an authoritative figure that says whether you might go to hell. Hey, it's bad enough if any adult or any human being on this planet thinks what you are is wrong. But when you're the church, you have a responsibility to know that people look at you, whether it's true or not. Well, I think we know that. But it doesn't matter whether it's true or not. Let's say it's fucking true. The church knew what they were talking about. And you look up to them. They know whether you're going to go to hell or whether you're going to go to heaven. So they made a mistake. They fucked up. So are they responsible at all? Are they? You can't just say, "Oops, we messed up." Like, what the fuck? Oh, now what did you do all those years? Was that wrong? Was that wrong? Or you? What do you? How are you dealing with that? Can't there be a class action suit? I've seen lawyers prove better things, harder to prove. A good lawyer, class action suit. I don't know if he's saying that they made a mistake. A lot of people thought they were right, and it caused a lot of pain and a lot of harm. The killing in themselves is the extreme. But what about people that just have felt like shit for the last 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, or how long, whatever they've been doing? I don't know. I just think that's weird that all of a sudden it's like they just get to go, we made a mistake. No, you need, if you made a mistake, you need, see, it doesn't even matter if he is a good pope, and if people go, you got to give him credit. We talked about this last week. But your employees are all the same. Your employees are all the same. So even if you did it from your heart, it had nothing to do with, we're going to crumble as an organization if we don't start just saying it's not. Because we're losing people. People are smarter than us. he could have done it for that reason, or he could have done it from his heart. He could have been a good human being. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. I think we talked about this last week. No, he's a good guy. He came along, and he fucking gets it. And he's brilliant, and he fucking, goddamn it, it's time. But your employees are all the same. Your employees are all the same. So I don't know. That's a little food for thought. We'll talk about it next week. Anybody want to weigh in? Aristotle? That's right. Everybody learned the most. If anyone disagrees with me, the shorter this segment is. Daniel Keno learned that a long time ago. He'd be like, well, I don't know. He'd give the opposing view, and I'd go, then we talk about it for an hour. Guess what? Now we're done. We're done. That's it. Does anybody have anything? You have anything? Oh, what's that?
It says that the Pope will not interfere spiritually within the lives of the gays and lesbians.
So what they did before was wrong. I don't want to play with words. I do not want to play with words. If someone could, I don't want to think, well, Todd, that's not what he said. We'll do some more research about it. But the bottom line is, if it sounds like they're saying they did something wrong. Not completely wrong. Well, what we're saying is it's wrong, but we're not going to talk about it. No, they're saying it's not wrong. You're going to go to heaven. So I don't know. I'm going to edit this whole show out. I'm not even going to do a show today. That's how upset I am. Iffy, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Great. A whale killed someone at the SeaWorld. Hello?
911.
Yeah, we had a weird thing happen. We took a whale out of the ocean, and we put it in a baby pool, and it was scared shitless probably, and then it killed somebody.
Yeah, that sounds like what would happen if you did that.
How can you be free? I talked about it last week. We took a whale out of the ocean. By the way, someone go, Todd, you don't exaggerate. You lose everybody. No, but we took a whale out of the ocean. We put it in a pool, and then a woman swam around it when it was scared shitless. And now what happened? What happened? Good. I hope all these animals start killing off everybody. And then bears merge with humans. We talked about that last week. I think that would happen. When bear will merge with a human, we'll have bear babies, and they will be so goddamn cute. All right. And Pat Robinson, you just get smarter and smarter. Every time I listen to Pat Robinson talk, I realize he is so brilliant and ahead of his time. It's just so fucking obvious. You know that guy is just smart and the forward thinker. He's getting older and it's sadder and bent over more and scarier. All right, we're done. All right, everybody, it's going to be a fun show today. I had a whole cup of coffee. Let me drink the rest of it, seriously. Ah, it's going to be fun. It is going to be fun. Is everyone in a good mood?
Yeah.
Does anybody want to call anybody today? You want to call your dad? We'll take a break.
We'll talk about it.
You got to call your dad, and we'll talk about it when we take a break, and okay. Then we'll see it. But please, somebody here, write this down on a post-it and remind me to ask Ian or Rob when we go to a break. That was such a short opening. You said you listen to the show once in a while. There's no pressure.
Absolutely.
So that you know that was very short. I had a lot of other things I wanted to talk about, but I won't. Nope, that was it. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Let's play. We don't have to take a break.
We don't have to take a break.
Are you scared, Rob?
I'm not scared. I can't believe it was that short. I can't believe it's over.
Yeah, because I'm in a great mood today. We'll probably have to do like sort of a double show today because next week's Thanksgiving and I'll be in Philadelphia at Helium. So
great.
I'm like, I just want to. The band's here. I'm in a great mood. Aristotle's here. Aristotle, are you in good spirits?
Yeah.
It's
actually been a pretty shitty week.
Well, because of what happened with your dog.
And just like shitty days, but yeah, especially.
Well, we hope today will put you in a good mood. You know, you never know. It could. You're around this. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. But we talked about it last week. I know that's. He had to put his dog to sleep. I know. You might think, like, Jesus, Todd, you're not starting the show off. You know what? Sometimes talking about that stuff, it's also how do I say it? I never know how to say it. It's like, yes, it's sad, but it also can make you appreciative. It just put things into perspective. It makes you appreciate. We talked about it last week. You weren't here. But, like, dogs are just – once they're trained – how old was your dog?
12.
And what was his name?
It was a girl, Didi.
Didi?
She was a miniature pincher. But what kind of made it worse was that this was the second time this year I would have to do that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's nothing you ever, it's the hardest thing. I did it once, and it's, I did it twice. Once when I was like 18, and then once about a year ago. Has anyone else ever had to do anything like that?
My ex-girlfriend had to put down our shared cat about a month. About a month after I moved here, and I wept openly, a religious level of weeping. Like, I walked around with my hands turned toward God, just questioning why the cat had to die like that.
How old was it?
Like, not even that old. Like, 7 years old.
And they live a long time,
cats. Cats will just keep living forever. That's not true. But, like, until 18, 19, they can get very old.
When the cats are 15 and 16, you go, are they ever going to get old? I mean, if you most of the time, and then they reach an age, and sometimes they can live very long.
You see their daily routines, and it's you don't wonder why they live so long. They don't do a whole lot.
Yeah.
This cat died like 7. What, like, while a human living?
Well,
because
you're right. They don't even go out into the weather sometimes, or they choose to do. Like,
right,
a cat doesn't. Like, a dog has to go. By the way, the nicest thing you can do for your dog is, like, somehow let it shit in the house, because that's not nice in the freezing cold. Those poor dogs got to go outside. Our dog would run outside, and I've never seen a dog shit so quick. It was like a human being. That's why I felt bad for it. If it went out, like, and you saw it go out, and it went out into the middle of the yard, you're like, well, dogs are different. They just acclimate to that. He would go out like a person. He'd just go, huh, and he would shit real quick, and he'd come back to the door. I shit. Let me back in. I shit. I swear to God, I shit. Back in Philly. Now here it doesn't get cold.
Not so much. No. Like, people have been walking around with scarves.
Well, it's fun.
It's fun to wear a scarf. Listen, I wore a sweater here tonight. I'm not going to sit here in front of this microphone.
You know what it is? It's fun to layer.
Like, It's fun to layer.
Who doesn't like to layer? You
I
get to sort
layering.
Of look. You get to do multiple looks.
I wish
you
I could
peel it off. Layering is fun. You got a fucking L.L. Bean or Eddie Bauer. You get some nice things to layer.
Can I tell you something? I sweat. I can't wear anything. So I know what you mean. Like, when it's cold, I go, oh, I can wear, like, I'll wear this shirt, then the vest, and then a light jacket.
Yeah.
Why does it make you feel like you look better?
You're like an onion.
You do look better.
There's more depth.
Yeah.
There's more depth. You know, it's like, oh,
textures.
This guy can textures.
Textures
and patterns.
Yeah.
And
makes you look thinner because you got, you know, by the way, the other day I put on always have the shirt, obviously. Then I had a vest that you saw me wearing a minute ago.
I
had a really light jacket. And then I was going to go to the improv and it was cold. I thought, fuck, I'll put a jacket on over that. But I thought, that's too much.
That's too much. You're pushing it.
You push it.
You got to pump the brakes.
It's Icarus. It's Icarus. But with layering,
rather than
how close you are to the sun.
You can go too far with layering. If you can go too far with layering to where it's just like, oh, he's like a hobo.
Yep.
He's just like a nice hobo.
You look like a hobo or a bass guitar player
for a
grunge band.
Right.
Yeah, those are two possible looks of too much layering.
All of his layers.
Three, four layers? I think three layers.
Perfect. Very nice.
I'm wearing two layers right now. Three for most of the day, but I took my sweater off.
Hmm.
That's just for the people listening.
It's such
home.
A funny thing to bring up, and everyone's like, I know what he means.
It's nice, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well.
People anyway. Are listening at home nodding right now. There's somebody in Tempe, Arizona who empathizes
honey,
with
honey, they're talking about layering. Honey, they're talking about layering.
Are they speaking specifically about men's clothing? Because I don't want to hear it if it's just men's clothing.
No, they're talking everything. They're all types of layering.
What do they think about petticoats? Have they mentioned petticoats?
That's just come down. They're talking about all types of layering.
You record it, and if they talk about petticoats, I'll come down. But I have a roast in the oven, and it's warm, and frankly, I can't layer right now.
Rob, see what you did? You bring up layering and you fucking start just, a whole goddamn thing.
It's great. We're going to hit a nice little arc to that riff.
Right. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to take a break because I just drank a whole cup of coffee. Everybody's with us. The listeners, you're good. Thanksgiving is coming up. The whales are killing people. Last week, James.
Did that just happen?
It's been happening a lot.
It's been happening.
You know, that happened and then there was a wolf. A lion in a zoo and kill people, but they get scared, you know?
They're animals.
Having debates whether I should go to the zoo when I'm in Philadelphia. I haven't gone in 30 years, but maybe I'm thinking about
Philadelphia have a good zoo? Is that a thing?
I think so. I haven't been there in a while.
You go to a zoo in Philadelphia?
I don't think you do.
In late November?
Yeah.
You're going to have to layer.
I am
just because a city has like I feel like every city has a zoo. It doesn't make it a good zoo.
You go through the zoo in Philly in late November. Like, this is a muskox. Here are the muskox.
Yeah. You know what I do? I wear
muskox.
A what?
Muskox.
What's that? You say a lot of words I don't know, but I like
does.
It. What was the other word he said a while ago? Icarus.
And can I tell you something? I don't know what a muskox.
Shit! Hold on. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
What? Every week we hear this rumble and we don't know what it is. You're making me nervous, Gabe. Sit down. You look great, though.
It was your phone on that?
I think so. Okay, go back to what you're saying. I apologize.
I was going
to
Yes, Andy, I don't know what a muskox is, but I went with it.
Muskox.
The curtain is wrinkled.
It's an animal that would closely resemble.
You're sitting on it, a little bit of the curtain. I'm sorry, I'm being so rude.
It's an animal that primarily lives in Philadelphia zoos.
It looks like a bantha from the Star Wars motion pictures, if that rings a bell with anybody.
With you.
If not, it's just kind of an oxen that said, you know what, I'm growing the hair out. I don't care. Judge me.
It let it go.
It did.
I'm going to let myself go.
I'm going to let myself go. And it found other like-minded individuals.
Sure.
It's like oxen having Burning Man in Alaska.
Moosin.
That's a muskox.
Moosin and oxen.
Moosin and oxen.
The boxen took the moosin. I don't do a great Brian Regan, but I did enough. And I like to mention
you
him every
lock
show.
In for
okay,
Brian.
So listen to this. Let me just, here's what we're going to do. Let me finish my coffee. This is Aristotle's favorite part when I drink my coffee. Can you do the sound effects for me? All right. So we're good. And Jake, just take it. Young Aristotle or Aristotle, I like that you were honest where you were at. You never have to fake it. But take a deep breath. Might even try to get you a hot washcloth to, like, breathe it in. Mm-hmm. And Rob, what's that? What is this? What is this? Can't not smile hearing that song. So, you know what? Who needs a break? I'm so excited. Here we go. So, I want this to turn out right. You know what we're going to play right now? So, let's do it. Let's go big. And we'll play you guys on, and we're going to have a fun show today.
Here we go. Let's do it through the house.
Ian Carmel moved from Portland to L.A., the good news. He's on with Todd today, listen close to the bits he's going to do, talking just to you, don't you know? He's a guest on this week's Todd Glass Show, and someone else is here to help Todd out, Rob Gleason. You've seen him in that ad with Will Arnett. But don't you forget he's a comedian. Let's listen to that Todd Glass Show again.
Oh, it's going to be fun, folks.
Todd Glass Show.
Hi, is Rob Gleason going to be on the show today?
On Friday morn when it does. You'll be grateful you were born. Don't you rush. Take the time to give your trust. Comedy's a must. Jump right in. And listen to that Todd Glass Show again.
Play us out, Martin and Gabe.
Don't worry about it. Enjoy the atmosphere. It's Rob Gleason and Ian Carmel, everybody. All righty.
Yes.
We did it big. You know, I feel bad because the whole time it was playing, you were trying to fix your headphones.
And I still, the quality of that experience was so profound that even with the headphone thing falling off, I appreciate it.
No, hold on.
To 100%.
Let me take a deep breath. Aristotle, everybody go in.
That was a nice breath.
So here's what happened. Here's what happened. You know, we're coming in here. Guys, Ian Carmel.
Hello.
you don't know. If you let yourself today, you're going to get where this baby's at. And I sort of mean this serious and comedically. Like, we can let ourselves go to this joy right here today. Do you have that?
God, no!
No, that's okay.
No, it's not okay.
No, it's not a big deal.
Are you kidding me right now?
It's not a big deal. This is a guy who overreacts so he doesn't get yelled at. Because if anyone's that mad at themselves, I can't really. Jake, it's fine. It's not a big deal. It really isn't. Jake. I didn't even want to do it, to be honest. I didn't want to do it.
You literally just have to calm him down.
Yeah,
you
well, what am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
Well, the only thing I can do is go, you're right, you should be madder, and have him kill himself.
Right.
Do you have it?
even don't? Considering how that, I feel like you were still a little hard on him, Todd.
Yeah, Kevin.
He was. He going was not taking it well.
I mean, he's so hard on himself.
We can get where this baby's at.
What baby?
Listen, this is a listener for real, kissing like their baby's stomach and just pure joy coming out of this baby. You gotta really listen. He's not holding back. Keep doing it. See, that's where I want to be. I am right now. This is like yoga.
Yeah.
It's like yoga. Listen, play it again and try to get where that baby gets. May help if we put a little reverb in her voice. I don't know why. I think it might help. Hello? Okay, baby, come here.
What baby is this?
This is a baby giggling.
Is it Ally McBeal baby?
Pure joy. No, this is a listener's baby. I'm tired of this bit. Here, turn the echo off. It's foolishness.
I'm finished with this audio foolishness.
Here's what...
Turn down the reverb.
Put some reverb when he says that.
Turn down the reverb. What? Wonderful. Thank you. No reverb.
Can you sing?
I could try to
sing. Shut the fuck up. We have
do
a great...
It.
That's how we're going to end the show. But
okay.
Hold on. Listen. So when we were playing the intro... Ian had his headphones fall apart. I know what it's like. And I say, you know what? You deserve to enjoy your intro, both of you, without... I apologize for our shitty headsets, and I hope you accept my apology.
Absolutely.
The only way I could pay you back, the both of you, and Rob, I feel worse for you because you couldn't enjoy it because he wasn't enjoying
Thank
it.
Thank you, should.
He's
Thank
an
you.
I'm gonna,
I think I should
Thank
play
you.
It again for you guys. And I have to pay the band extra, and I don't give a shit. That's what we were talking about over there. To play it again, it's an extra
it's worth
$350.
It because in this, I'm just a victim. You know? So if it costs you a little bit more money to pay the band extra, you
okay,
should
Okay, let's play
out.
It again. This time, enjoy. Here we go.
Ian Carmel moved from Portland to L.A., the good news. He's on with Todd today, listening close to the bits he's going to do. Talking just to you, don't you know? He's a guest on this week's Todd Bass show, and someone else is here to help Todd out. Rob Gleason.
Oh, they've never seen the little bubble machine.
That ad with Will Arnett. But don't you forget, he's a comedian. Let's listen to that Todd Bass show again. Todd Bass show is gonna roll on Friday morning when it does. You'll be grateful you were born, don't you rush. Take the time to give your trust. Comedy's
I'm pulling out all the stops, people. I got my flashlight today.
And listen to that Todd Bass show.
And the disco ball's going. I swear to George Carlin. That means I'm not lying. I don't know what to do, but let's have an intelligent discussion. I swear to George Carlin, I'm being honest.
Okay.
My head thing fell off.
It fell off?
And I never could really enjoy the song. I mean, I was having a great time, but I'm not joking. There's something about when that headset thing falls off, I don't know where it's at. It feels uneven on your head.
Listen, you're talking to somebody who just went through it. I absolutely empathize with you. I'm glad that this... Listen, I'm sorry that you had to go through that, but I'm glad that there's somebody else here who I can sort of talk to about it.
I love you. Oh, my.
Ian Carmel moved from Portland to a...
Oh. Well, here's the thing.
I didn't go all...
Let me take a deep breath and then fix my headset. Hold on. Here we go. Shit. Together, everybody. Listen. My headphones
really nice.
Are on. By the way, I said to George Carlin, it fell off. That means I would not break that lie. Now, does it mean we should play the song again? I'm going to ask, but let me tell you something. We're going to go around the room. Do not lie. Be honest. You don't have to be part of the group. But I would like to hear it again. I would like to hear it again. Jake?
Todd, I think two is enough.
Okay, Jake wants to hear it again. Edit that out. This bit will go the way I want it. It's true. It's like, no, I got it. Okay, Jake unfortunately passed away. Sorry, play some funny pass away music over there. Do you have anything sad music?
When I was...
This is the last song Jake played.
That would be loser music. Nothing?
Sad passed away music?
Hello, pull it over.
Hey, my ride's here.
You have to
Thanks, folks. I've been Rob Gleason. What? Thank you, guys. What? Thank you, guys. Hey, I'll be selling T-shirts and license plate frames. You folks, you like beer koozies? I'll be selling beer koozies in the lobby. Who doesn't love a bumper sticker? Our ride's here. I owe that ambulance driver $50.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Taps.
I want to talk about Ian Carmel. Comes down here to the good city and does his stand-up for us last night. And I'll tell you what, wasn't that young man very talented? I mean, it was just something unbelievable. I'm John F. Kennedy. I got nothing. My mouth is dry.
All right, turn. Thank you. That was great. That was nice. I like that. That was a happy music.
Taps. That was nice.
Did I ever tell you?
You know
guys,
what they call it?
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Neither of us will try to. We're both trying to squeeze in. Well, can I just?
Wait, if you guys just.
It.
Well, no. Hold on.
If I could just.
Let me.
Oh yeah.
I gotta go first.
Let me just say this really quick.
All I'm saying. Let me get this out. If I say this,
could you just?
Let me start and then I'll shut up and listen.
Please, somebody get it out of my system.
If you let me
start, get it out of my system. Let me get out of my.
Okay, guys.
Before you do.
I'm going to forget.
I got to get this off my chest.
I'm older.
That reminds me.
I'm going to forget.
You're
not going to get in.
I have something on my chest.
No.
I got to get it off my chest.
Listen, let me just say it. Why don't we draw a card or something? Mine's so short. Mine's 3 seconds. Mine is 3 seconds, seriously.
Mine is 2 seconds, but go ahead.
I was.
Minus a second less, but you go first.
I didn't even have anything. I didn't have anything, but go ahead. But go ahead.
You have to fuck. Mine's 2 seconds less.
Go ahead.
One second. It was 1 second less.
Mine's okay. 2 seconds, but go ahead.
Okay, listen. I'm going to talk far away from the mic as I get a drink of water. Here's what I'd like to do. Here's what I'd like to do. What did Gabe say something?
He said, yeah, right, water, implying that what you were drinking was not water. Yeah.
Well, Gabe, I drink water along with other things. It's not like I'm lying. Me and Gabe have been having some problems lately, and he thinks I'm a little bit of a drinker, and it's embarrassing him.
And how does that make you feel? I mean, do you feel like you have
because
been drinking
too much? Because it's like, why would that be a problem?
Why would
it
be so that perhaps you've been
you come to us for therapy and then we give
you... It's possible that you have been drinking too much.
To my partner.
You're a comedy therapist team?
Oh, wait. Our ride is here.
You understand God. Because
timing really is everything.
Yes. What are your
ambulance and there is not.
Is that ambulance and ambulance?
It's not actually our ride.
Listen, let me just say this
we
first.
Drive
seriously,
Corolla.
All I want to say, let me just get this in there, guys. Let me just say, guys, somebody's got to listen. Somebody's got to listen. So let me go first. Let me say this first. Come on, come on. No, why you got? Listen,
how
you know.
Long is yours? How long
mine
is yours?
Mine is 2 seconds.
Mine 1 second.
2 seconds. You know, 1 second. It does not matter.
How long is yours?
Listen, how long is yours?
You think I have to say would take such a small amount?
Well, now you're taking up time doing that.
How short it is?
How short is yours? Mine is the 2 seconds. He says his is a 1 second. Are you a half a second?
Mine can be communicated through a glance.
Oh, he is lying.
I communicated through a glance. What do you think? You're talking to a bunch of fucking idiots? Why I have such great sound effects.
I did not want to be the one to call you fucking idiots, but...
Guys, I don't mean to stop the fun.
Okay.
But I'm, you know, why am I going? Why can't I be more secure?
I wish someone would stop the fun.
To hear the song again. I would like to hear it again.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Is it wrong?
I didn't. The first two times I wasn't listening.
It was born. I believe it was born to run.
The first time was sensory overload from the bubbles. Terrified of soap. Terrified of floating soap. Who isn't terrified of floating soap?
If you put it like that, you're absolutely right.
The second time, I just.
Oh, we have to call your mother.
My, you know what? It's too late in Wisconsin.
She passed away.
Well, no, my phone died. My phone died.
Oh, okay.
I told you it was low on battery. That bit was then or never.
I know. You did say that. And plus, it's 2 hours ahead.
Yeah.
How about your dad? Would you call
They live in the same house.
So. I know, but would you? Oh, so sorry.
I wish we could call them. It's too late. They're probably in bed.
Your parents get along?
Your divorced parents live in the same house.
Yeah.
Are they divorced?
No, they're married. They've been together for 40 years.
How long they've been divorced?
6 days.
You really cave easy.
Very fresh.
You're the easiest caver. They call you the quickest caver in the business.
They do. I've got no spine. But it's how I became Bob Hollywood. It's how I made it.
Rob Gleason. You've seen him in that ad with Will Arnett.
By the way, just so you know why we think that's funny, because that's what I think. I know Joe did it for the same reason we think it's
funny.
Because like, it's such a weird thing to bring
up. Oh, it's great.
It's like one weird little credit. Like,
so
you know him from those ads with Will Arnett.
That's great.
I got to take a break. But first, let's play the song.
Shit! God!
Do you think that's the way people feel?
No, I was trying. Ah.
What's wrong?
I thought you said you had to take a break.
You're getting. Oh, you have to go. Do you think, honest, no lie, to George Carlin, do you think we should play the song again? To George Carlin, that means the truth. You don't do it for the bit. If you don't want to hear it, nobody's going to be offended.
What are you thinking?
It's a bit gauche. A third.
If we play it again, yeah.
You want us to, don't you? Yeah, I'm the guy, no matter what you two do, I want to sway him. But you're sort of saying do it, right? Both of you? What are you? You're saying play it, right?
I was just saying that a third time.
He's saying it's over the
top. But what the fuck, right?
Is it what the fuck, though?
I don't know.
Because.
Yeah, it's like, okay, there's no fucking reason to play it three times, right?
Can I ask you
something? But then, why the fuck not, right?
But how much does it cost you every time we play it?
Well, I'm only going to do it if you guys want me to. It's going to cost me. It cost me, honestly, and I swear to God.
And be honest?
I swear to the good Lord that lives above us.
God's old.
It cost me $1,500 every time they have to play.
Todd, your boat payment.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm having a good year and a lot on the merch.
No, don't go into your closer. Stop. This is not the time for... I don't want to hear your act. Save it for the stage. You don't want to burn that good... You don't want to burn that good Todd Glass A material.
Oh, you know what you get after that. You get that.
You've seen him in that ad with Will Arnett.
And then you get this, you know. If you go blah, blah, blah.
Ian Carmel.
Hello.
Hello. He says hello.
So in lieu of playing the song again, you're just playing little chunks. The little stings. I love it.
Well, if you want me to play the whole thing, I will. But I don't want to do it unless you guys
want to
hear it.
I don't want to twist your arm.
You don't want it. That's good.
I do.
I'm not playing games.
I'd love to play the song.
Listen,
again.
Here's what I'd like to do. I can't really play it again.
It's too expensive.
If you guys want me to, I'll spend the money. But you got to really want it. By the way, why do I feel like you guys might be scared in real life like this?
No, I would play it again. I think it's a good
song.
Well,
now I feel stupid.
I thought I made it pretty clear that I didn't want
You think it's over the top.
I didn't want to hear the song again. I thought it would
it's
be
ghost.
I thought it would be presented.
You know you're right.
When are you going to hear it again though? You're never going to hear the song again.
Now I don't want you two to fight.
I mean, look, we've got
it's not worth fighting about.
Get your hands off me. Put your hands on my neck.
My hands aren't on your neck. They're on the molecules in between your hands on my neck.
You're both being idiots.
You can't even touch another person scientifically.
Oh, I can't touch another person.
Oh, you're going to
touching other people.
Are you shitting me?
Look, I touch other people in their hearts and in their minds through my stand-up comedy. Something you'll never be aware of.
He is a bully. Who brings a whip to a gentleman's argument?
Oh, it's starting to feel good. Keep going.
Okay.
Right, we'll play the song again.
All right.
Let me do this. Maybe you'd like this instead. We figured out today any song can sound good with the horn.
Ooh.
Like, play this.
Yeah, you know who figured that out 10 years ago? Lou Bega.
Oh!
song is that?
Mambo number five.
Play this song. We'll go
Tarika,
to break on this.
Tarika.
Yeah.
It's all, there's so many Tarikas.
Oh, wait.
Paprika.
Paprika, Tatrika.
What's going on? I don't like not knowing.
There's
about paprika. What's all this talk about paprika?
You never understood me, so why should I take the time now to explain paprika to you?
I've
said cayenne.
I'm a better person.
Frankly, it's a spice that I enjoy on chicken products. Does that help enlighten you? Does that make your day easier?
Do you want to hear the song again, or do you think we should not do it?
I'd love to hear it again, but are you going to do the bubbles again?
The bubbles.
I don't. The bubbles are a little nervous. I get a little nervous with the bubbles.
It's floating soap.
I've never told anyone this before, but petrified of floating soap.
Well, if you hit,
that's why when you said it, I go, it is a thing.
Here's the thing: we have candles here and bubbles, and that's how Hendrix died.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Bubbles and candles. That's how Hendrix.
How did he die?
One of the bubbles.
He did not. That means I believe you for a second. Then when I go, he did not. That's because I'm like, I did believe you for a little while. Otherwise, it doesn't come out like that. He did not. Like, you had me.
I'm just being silly.
You know what? You can be silly. Let's do the song.
All right. Let's do it.
By the way, play Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie.
Really play. Go play.
That's the smoothest exit back I ever had. I did everything all by myself, and it was horrible, and I give myself a D-. We're back.
We're back.
Two guys with instruments. Give them a nice round of applause. Gabe on horns. I use any excuse to hear some horns.
Love a horn.
And the
love
drums, fuck it. You know, let me tell you something about the drums and the horns before one of you get too cocky. Without the fucking drums, who needs that fucking horn player? But together. But if you had to, God forbid. You know, there's a sinking ship, or whatever the situation is, you can only save one of them, and they're both just as nice. Really, what it comes down to, I hate to say it, is which instrument you like better, because they're both good people. It's no family member. It's two strangers. One's play the horn, one play the drums. Whatever one you got with you, that's your instrument you're going to hear. Which one you taking?
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure you can.
Is one of them Jewish?
They're both whatever you want them to be.
Oh, very no! Equal. They're like, hey, they're, oh,
yeah,
God.
They're both Jewish.
We're
whatever
on a life
you want
raft,
to be.
Do we have to pick one?
I don't know what the situation is, but is whatever it is, you can only take one of them.
Are they shark? Are they shark infested waters?
What does that matter?
Are they infested with sharks?
Well, no. This has to do with who you're going to save.
Yeah, but I want to know going to be. Gonna
oh,
die.
There's a shark, right nipping at their both of them.
Okay.
Two sharks are staring right at him. You can pull one of them up. The other one's boom, is getting bitten. One plays the trumpet. How about this? Just to see if you know what I'm doing here. One plays the piano, one plays the flute. Who are you taking?
You take the flautist. I mean, everyone.
Come on, everyone takes the everyone takes the piano guy. Who wants to be stuck on somebody playing the flute? Look, I go out of my fucking head.
I go with the piano. I go with the piano.
If the ship is sinking, let the piano guy float to safety in his piano. The flautist needs you.
Sure. You know what? I'm sure he could take that flute and attach it to something and get out of there.
Yeah, a kite.
A makeshift narwhal. We're talking about a makeshift narwhal situation. We've all been there. We've all been there.
Sure, who hasn't?
Yeah. We've been drowning, only had a flute, attached it to the head of a dolphin, rode the dolphin to safety. The sharks leave it alone because it has a horn. It's a narwhal. I'm not going to mess with it.
Who hasn't flipped a Boston whaler in the Pacific Ocean?
I got
one of us has.
I got something for you.
What's that?
Here.
Ian Carmel. Moved from Portland to
I do have something for you, too.
Okay.
I got something for you. Here you go. It's something
Rob
for you.
Gleason.
I got something for both of you.
You've seen him in that ad.
And I got something for you, too. I played it for you before. I got the same thing. I play for you. Don't play
Ian Carmel.
Yeah, I made this for you. Oh,
moved
didn't I play this for you? And then I made you something, too. I made you something.
This is getting really
expensive. Oh, no. I made. Listen to this. I made this for you.
You've seen him in that ad with Will Arnett.
Oh!
I was hoping your last one, he'd pull out a birdhouse and just be like, and I made something.
No, I really did
a
make
a birdhouse. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah. I live in an apartment, but thank you.
Did you ever make anything in, like that? Like, do you remember one thing you made, like a birdhouse or an ashtray and out of clay? Anything? You start, Rob.
Derby car.
Wait, you made a fucking derby?
Not out of clay, but Pinewood Derby.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, you. So how old were you?
10, 12.
And then you made like
a
car.
My dad and I made the car, and then he
raced
it.
Oh, it sounds like your dad did most of the work. Well, me and my dad built a mountain bike.
My dad, he wouldn't let me touch it, but I was there. I was in the garage. He was in the garage. I was in the living room. He was in Dayton with his family. He has another family in Dayton. He built a birdhouse. No, this is out of control. Yeah, I built a car. What have you built?
Ian Carmel moved from Portland to L.A.
Seriously.
Rob Gleason.
Seriously.
You've seen him in that ad with Will Arnett.
Don't play this one. Seriously. I'm not even joking around. Just play this one.
Ian Carmel moved from Portland
to L.A. I swear to God. Because thank God we have a safe word. Don't keep playing those. Because the bit's over. At one point.
Rob Gleason. All
right.
You've seen him in that ad with Will Arnett.
Seriously. Don't fucking do it again. Seriously.
Rob Gleason.
All right. It's annoying. Now, I know what people are thinking. I get it. It's supposed to be repetitive. Okay. Now we can stop it. To George Carlin. How's everything?
If I had to say everything in the world, there's a wider variety.
Yeah, you take on too much responsibility.
Absolutely, yeah.
How just are you right now?
Just me? Doing well.
I built. What did you build? I didn't say mine yet, but you go next.
I built. What have I built? I built a treasure chest for
it was out like of what?
Out of wood and naga hide.
What's naga hide?
Naga hide is it's from an animal called the naga, and you kill it, you take its hide.
Shut up.
Is what they told us there at the Cub Scout camp. But what it's some sort of fake. It looks
yeah,
like
it's a fake leather.
It's like a fake for vegan bondage fetishists mostly. But then they've also the Boy Scouts use it.
Who do you
naga hide?
Okay.
Ian Carmel moved from Portland to L.A.
Doesn't it make you sound like something happened fun? You moved from Portland to L.A. Like, with music playing.
Like, it was like Oregon Trail that went wrong. He wanted a career in show business. Like Oregon Trail, and he wanted to be an actor.
Bought some land and struck oil on that land, and now he's rich.
Ian Carmel, he struck rich. Then he took that money and put it in the bank and became a stand-up comedian. No, you never hear that. Guy struck oil. He won $20 million or whatever, $10 trillion. And what did he do? He put it on the bank, and he's doing stand-up comedy, something he always wanted
he's
to
doing
do.
He's doing mic. You can see him in Los Feliz right now. Mm-hmm. He's there working on – he's doing a mic in Los Feliz.
I'm sure those guys are around. They're just probably not that funny.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably
– you knows it.
What you don't – you
what, what's wrong?
I was going to ask what you built.
Oh, you know what? Only you care. And I said that to this whole fucking bunch of dicks that work with me here. I said – you know, it was a test. I go, well, does anybody else care about what I would build? And only you care, Rob.
Yeah, I passed.
I have. Wouldn't it be great if I had something so overwhelming it would be obvious why I started? Shut up.
No, I care. I really care.
I know it seems like you're falling asleep every time I talk.
No,
are you
I'm
falling
not.
Asleep?
I'm not. I really
Rob,
care
look at
you
me.
Know. I really care.
Growing up in Philadelphia. Oh, my God, he's snoring. Rob!
Sorry.
Okay,
hey.
You're snoring.
Hey, what are we doing?
No, Rob, you were snoring. You really don't remember just falling asleep while I was talking.
I'm sorry?
You fell asleep when I was talking.
Oh, well, it won't happen again.
All right. So anyway.
Rob Gleason.
I listen.
I care about what you built.
Thank you. Wouldn't it be great if I had something so... I go right back to the bit that I had in my head. I'm like, bah, 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 fun. Back to what I wanted to say. I never forgot it the whole time. Kept thinking about it. Don't forget it. Here's what it was. What if I had such an overwhelming thing that it's obvious why I started that bit? You know, hey, what's something you built? And when it comes to me, I'm always like, oh, it's not a... I built my parents a vestibule.
You know? A vestibule?
I built them a summer cabana. You know, like, what? You built them? One time I added a sun deck on to my parents' house. Like, yours is so overwhelming what you built, obviously.
You rented from the earth an entire domicile. You built them a home to live in.
I built them a home, a dug into the
I feel like
with my bare hands from the clay cliffs of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I feel like deck is a good answer, but it can't be for a house. It's got to be like, nah, you know, what did I build? Nah, a deck for a nursing home down the street.
That even sounds better.
The whole nursing home, an old wraparound deck.
I built a Chili's.
I built a Chili's, too. Nah, I built a full Chili's.
I built the whole thing.
Yeah, you just built an airport Chili's.
Fully functioning. They're open till 1. You can go in there. It's not a full bar, but you can get enough.
I want you guys to think that I'm here, but I'm not really here yet. But I want you to think, like, I've done acid or X, and I'm here, but I won't really be where I'm going to pretend to be. Okay, play the baby. Oh, pure just joy. Guys, I got to be honest. I wasn't really on X.
Oh.
I was just faking it. I thought that's how a person on X would act. I don't like this bit. Get me out of it. We must have something to play to get me out of this bit. I haven't needed this in a while, but thank God we have this. I was throwing shit at you, good gentleman. A grape and bits here all day, and I lobbed that hunk of shit right at you.
Well, we knew you'd had a tough day. We wanted to let you throw shit at us.
You know what threw me off for that bit? Like, the instructions that came at the top of it. I couldn't figure out. You said you were like, I want to pretend like I'm here, but I'm not here. I
wanted to be like someone who's acting like they're high, but I didn't do a good job of it.
Oh.
You know, someone that goes, oh, I see all the colors. You know, like, you sure you're not doing an impersonation?
Oh, yeah, where you're like, I can taste January.
Right. Yeah,
okay. Ian Carmel, moved from Portland to L.A.
See, you know what happens in a moment like that? When you do this thing, whatever we do here when we talk, or it happens in real life, too, but here it's amplified, you think, I just said nothing that made any sense at all. And then you say what you say, and it's
something.
He made it make sense.
Yes,
I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy.
Thank you.
You're just friends sitting around the table having a good time making sense of each
other. You trust the other people to make it into something.
You brought some building supplies, but I threw up a cabana for my parents. Took me 2 summers.
I didn't even mean comedically. I meant like you. First of all, I'm going to be honest. This happens a lot on the show. What were we just talking about?
The one thing I built was a deck for a children's hospital.
After that, I said I can taste January.
Thank you. What made you do that? What was my idea?
Earlier, you were pretending to be tripping on ecstasy or Molly.
Thank you. God bless your heart.
Yeah.
So I was having, you know, those people when they, I was trying to do an impersonation of somebody acting like they're on maybe a drug or hallucinogenic, but they're not. They're doing an impersonation of what they've seen or what they perceive to be, but they're not really there mentally. They're sort of pretending. And then I looked around the table, and all you guys are like, what is he talking about? And then that motherfucker over there, the good man, Ian Carmel.
Hello.
He said, yeah, like when someone goes, oh, I can taste January. Aha! I am not crazy. I am not nuts. I know what I'm talking about.
That distant echo makes you sound
that
so
was
powerful.
Crazy. Yeah.
So powerful. Like you're standing in
front
of...
You know what? I said something last week I'm going to repeat, but I want to do it with echo.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I'm the mayor of Los Angeles, I'll work on some big and little things. But if you want to hear one of the littlest, and then we'll end with the biggest. People that are walking their dogs around the neighborhood and they're shitting, they don't pick it up. We will hire people to throw shit at them. Literally. And there's some other things.
I do not like when my bits fall flat. I thought we were supposed to be quiet out of a respect for the mayor, elect speaking.
You don't have to worry about anything at all.
That sounds fun, though. With that echo, that makes everything sound so important.
Can I swoop in and save that bit?
Yes, it's the new game show.
I can taste January.
Oh!
I did it. Is that how it works? I don't understand comedy.
He's got my vote.
That's I don't understand how comedy works. Does that even make sense?
can we take turns for a platform for election? With
of
that
course.
Echo? Oh, right. Who's going to vote?
Do you have any election music, maybe?
What are we all running for? Student council?
Mayor of Los Angeles.
Do you want to redo yours? Is that your?
No, I would. I might. Let me see how your two go.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we gather here today in the great city of the Los Angeles area with two great men that, I don't know how this really goes, so I have to make it up. But you're both running for mayor. These two fine men are going to come in front of us today and tell us why they should be the mayor of which city? This city?
Los
Angeles. You people have spoken, you people have been heard, and these are the two people that the Los Angeles area feel deemed to be able to run this city. It's close call. What stands in front of us tonight are two intelligent men. You might agree with one on one thing, one on another, but at the end of this day, as insincere this might sound, there are no losers. They made it here for a reason. Now they will debate it out. We introduce you first because of a coin flip backstage. We introduce you now. What can we say about this man?
Ian Carmel.
Ladies and gentlemen,
from Portland,
Ian Carmel.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I may have moved to Los Angeles from Portland, Oregon, but that doesn't make Los Angeles any less my home. And I seek nothing more today than to govern for you, not to you, but for you, all the citizens of Los Angeles. And I promise to meet every one of your needs, every citizen in this city, from Greg Kinnear to those of you who are not Greg Kinnear.
Oh, that was it.
That's it. That's it. Thank you.
Don't we have that president music? Ladies and gentlemen, do you want to do this old school, like go back to its 1920? When you're running here in Los Angeles? Okay. Can you give me, just don't worry about that. Just get some of the crackle and that old-timey music.
With the reverb?
Yes. A little crackle. And then bring the crackle in. Ladies and gentlemen,
I introduce you to a man that's definitely ready to run this city of Los Angeles. And we are proud to have him. Ladies and gentlemen, please, a nice round of applause for Rob Gleason, everybody. Rob Gleason.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to start by saying that I'm very bad at public speaking. Large audiences frequently make me nervous and clammy in the hands and pants. With that said, I do request your vote for I'm going to look down for the remainder of the speech as I think it will be easier. I do request your vote for mayor, though I do believe in all of you. Thank you.
How about a hammer, Rob Gleason, everybody? I think he's doing a wonderful job. And now we'll speak to the man that he's running for vice president. His vice president, will stay in this bit. Right, let you be old-timey, too. Hey, vice president, what's your name? Give me a name.
Viceroy Paul.
Who?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, a nice round of applause for Viceroy Palmer. Viceroy Palmer, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for your applause, your acknowledgement. I have nothing new to say here that I haven't covered before. I promise a chicken in every pot and that the state of Alaska will never become a reality. We'll keep those igloo dwellers and husky sleepers a separate part from our nation, just as God intended. As for the state of Hawaii, that too will cease to become a reality. A tropical destination has no place in this great union, and I've said it before. A tanned American is a lazy American, and I won't cater to them, no matter. Now, as for my opponent, Rob Gleason, he's a good man, a Christian man, a tall man, a handsome man, a man of angular features. Still, he has declined to answer any questions involving his involvement in the Teapot Dome scandal. And until he makes that clear, exactly what his place in the Teapot Dome scandal was, whether it was passing or a deep involvement. I believe the American people deserve to know. Until that day comes, you can trust that Viceroy Palmer won't sleep more than 3 hours a night. Thank you for your time.
I happen to have both candidates. Now, by round of applause, what if it was so
old-fashioned that's the way they decided?
Now, by round of applause, how many people think that Robert Gleason should be the mayor of Los Angeles by round of applause? Oh, that's a lot of people out there, I'll tell you. Looks like Rob Gleason's doing pretty good. And now, how many people in this great old city, Los Angeles, think it would be, should they? Nice round of applause for people to think Ian Carmel should be the mayor in this great city, Ian Carmel. Ian Carmel. Viceroy Palmer. Oh, Viceroy Palmer. Pardon me, I used his British name. Well, I didn't get... And the crowd boos with fun and cheering, excitement in the back, they try to flip it. And they boo with excitement when they we are here today. If you just keep moving the mic away, it just sounds like something that could have happened.
That's why this bit is so much fun for me, because with the crackle and that music, like, everything is so easy.
Everything sounds important.
It sounds real.
Yeah.
And you know, the day is like,
Yeah, wait.
We have one mic that has this effect on it, so we're stretching it around the room, and I think you've heard that one before.
The Sega Genesis was released today to throngs of adoring teenage fans lining up outside the neighborhood Targets and other various department stores. Here's an interview with one such young man purchasing the Sega Genesis just today.
And what is it you're interested in purchasing today, sir? What is it you're standing in line here?
Yeah, standing here for the Sega Genesis. Heard lots about it in the telegrams and the papers and couldn't be more excited. Hedgehog, Sonic.
Now, President His Honor George Herbert Walker Bush himself has said that Sonic the Hedgehog, a hedgehog with a bent for criminality, picking up gold rings wherever he can, jumping on various badkins, poses a serious threat to today's youth. How do you respond to those allegations from the president himself?
Ah, there's no such threat. Sonic's just having a good time. He's a good time boy. Get his gold rings. There's no, getting gold rings not a crime. Hopping up in a scrub's not a crime. Being a hedgehog's not a crime.
From the mouths of babes and to your ears, America, the decision's left up to you. And we have one other here standing in line outside of the department store looking for a Sega Genesis. What do you have to say there, sir?
What is hedgehog? You're bad. You're evil of people. They come in here, these hedgehogs, and they want to destroy the neighborhood. They just put a good money up, and there would be real estate in the neighborhood, the hedgehog. And they come in here, they want to do destruction, but they don't care about the neighborhood, and they're just bad people, and they don't care about the local people that live here, because they don't care about a sense of community. They're hedgehogs, and they come in here, and the dollar is the bottom line, and they just don't care about people.
A strident argument there from another gentleman standing out here outside the department store. Two opinions so far apart that Lucky Lindham himself couldn't traverse the distance between the two. And a retort from this young man here.
I heard you can have up to four players.
Allegations abound against the Sega Genesis coming out today. Again, the nation's youth lined up outside department stores, seeking just one dandy moment with the Sega Genesis.
Show it the respect it deserves. Let me tell you something. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take an honest break because... No.
Rob Gleason.
I love that song. They're just great. Listen to it again. It says everything's going to be all right. Rob Gleason.
Rob Gleason. You've seen him in that ad with Will Arnett.
And then I hear your song. I like it just as much.
Ian Carmel. Moved from Portland to LA.
I picture you with a stick with a backpack.
That's how I did it.
Play it again. Picture Ian Carmel. Go look at his picture online. Put a stick with a backpack, and he's moving from Portland to LA.
Ian Carmel.
Shaking back and forth.
From Portland to LA.
Let me see how I picture Rob Gleason, how he got here.
Rob Gleason.
First class.
You've seen him in
no doubt.
Your parents paid for a first class ticket.
No.
And you're on the I'm kidding.
Launched out of a cannon.
Oh, my God. Economy comfort.
I was
economy comfort. Come on. First class. No, no, no. Economy comfort. Enough leg room, but not pretentious. Come on.
So what I'm going to do, let the band, I like hearing horns. I always like hearing the horns. So let's go, why don't we go out on the Deacon, and that's something, and then we'll go out to that, we'll take a quick break, we'll enjoy this while they play, and then when they're done playing, we'll go take our break, and I go old school out, you know. Right? You know, you go old school out. We'll be back. Our guest is Ian Carmel and also Rob Gleason, ladies and gentlemen.
It sounded like you were going to forget that.
We'll be back. Guys with instruments, everybody. Man. How about over there on trumpet, Gabe, and on drums, Martin?
Just
hey,
nice,
that's all right.
Nice track.
Ian Carmel.
Ian Carmel moved from Portland to L.A.
Everybody knows the story of Ian Carmel. Give me a little over here, crackle. I'm still haven't had enough of that. He grew up in the Portland area, and, we used to gather around, and he would do spoken word, and boy, was he ahead of his time. He was, he would speak in things that are just being figured out today. He was such a forward thinker, and this is back in 1898.
You may find yourself at the greengrocer. You may set your gaze upon a pile of leafy greens, and you will wonder aloud, what the kale am I doing here? And when you do, answer unto yourself, I'm taking care of my body. Kale, yes. I'm taking care of my body.
And then he died.
Alrighty.
Ian, the other day I was at a comedy club and I heard that story about how you died immediately after giving that spoken word speech outside of Portland.
Yeah. Ian Carmel.
Alright, enough.
Moved from Portland to LA.
Enough. Let's move on. We got shit to do. I can't fuck around. I think it's funny to act like you don't have time to do what we're doing. Come on, this is great, and I get it, but let's...
This far in?
Well...
Come on, guys.
Seriously, you know what I mean? I got shit to do. Seriously, there's an agenda. I have bits we do. We go to our bits. We have our bits we do.
Here, pussy. Here, pussy. Here, pussy.
Rob, be honest. Play the other version.
Here, pussy.
Is this how you close your show? And this is what I heard. No, be honest. Don't lie. We won't judge you. If someone said you get the crowd here, pussy, we have a tape of it.
Who sent you that?
Tape. What am I?
That's just a knack of submission.
No. This is you. This is you on stage, and the whole audience singing it with you, and you're on stage. I'll play it right now. We actually have a. You have it on our. You know, we have a for the fucking bit. Why do I give a shit? We have it on a CD.
Why do you care how I... Yeah, I probably sold someone that CD after
I don't,
the show.
Can we play it? This
$10
is you?
Or 2 for $30 if you're a stoner. Hey, who's with me? Come on, road jokes.
I am.
Time to go. Finish your nachos, because that's the end of my set. I'm your MC for the evening. Your feature act. it's doing... We're co-guest spots.
Can we play it? It's you know what?
I'm your
who's
guest.
To judge anybody? It's you on stage.
Co-feature? Was I co-featuring?
Yes, you were co-featuring, and this is at a NACA conference, and you are and you're getting the whole crowd to sing this, and we have it, and the whole crowd does it. They
God,
seem to
I'm
like
be
it.
I'm so embarrassed. Right, just play it, but I'm going to be embarrassed. Oh, right. Yeah.
Here it is. Well, this has to be you playing.
That's me.
You have to go. Don't you have to now go, oh, come on, everybody, sing it. Like we have a CD of you doing it.
Yeah, look.
Turn it off.
What do you care what I close with? You know, let me do my act.
Did you ever close with anything seriously?
Can I tell you what my act is?
What?
It's John Panette jokes and then that. And that's it.
Where can you be? Did you ever close with anything you look back on? You know, and the answer could be no. Yeah. Oh, that you're like,
I'm sure I did at some point.
Yeah, I've seen you close on some pretty good stuff.
No, not, I mean, when you're starting out.
I wasn't asking
out,
about what you thought of his act. You're supposed to answer to your own act.
Oh, I have a sterling, perfect act. I've never closed on anything less than the most fantastic joke anyone had ever heard.
You like doing stand-up, right?
I enjoy the stand-up.
And you like
comedy.
Doing stand-up,
oh, yeah,
right?
I love it.
But yet, in this room, and by the way, I'm not going to ask you to do this. So I don't want you to worry about it. In this room here with people that probably all love stand-up, I would say adore it. Still, it'd be nervous to go up and perform for us because it's a
right
weird,
now?
Yeah, because it's a weird situation. Anyway, seamless. So here we are, and here, pussy. It's all fun, right? Do you ever hear this? I feel bad for playing this to George Carlin. I'm starting to feel bad for playing this, but it's just like it's
smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait.
Now give me some of that looping.
You gotta have enough cigarette.
Hold on. You know, I
always enjoy a nice cigarette when I'm coming home, and I'll tell you what, with the Christmas holiday coming up, when I think of Marlboro, I think of the holidays. Nothing makes your man happier, ladies, than a paper churro stuffed with Golden Grist tobacco. This holiday season, get your man the Marlboro Red and Green.
Smoke that cigarette. Buff.
Hello there, children. This is Ted Williams from the Boston Red Sox. And whether I'm smashing a baseball on the diamond or smashing a Japanese fighter pilot right in the face, I prefer nothing more than a Marlboro Red cigarette. Marlboro Red, the tobacco America was built on.
Smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
smoke that cigarette. Pop them if you can. Put some reverb in all our mics. You gotta smoke them cigarettes.
Not fair, I have the reverb. Hello. You gotta smoke them cigarettes. How deep can you go?
You gotta smoke them cigarettes.
That's pretty deep. Let's go ahead, Rob, you go.
Gotta smoke them cigarettes.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Gotta smoke them cigarettes. That's pretty deep.
Smoke.
Sound like foghorns.
What if my voice, like this was not, obviously I'm going to use an effect here, but what if it wasn't? You realize at this point, oh my fucking God, this guy's got a really deep voice.
You're going to smoke them cigarettes. You're going to smoke them cigarettes. Why don't you guys try it?
Yeah, I'll try it. Okay.
Yeah, go.
Go ahead, you try it. I bet you'll be good, too.
Thank you. Right. Smoke them cigarettes.
You gotta smoke them cigarettes.
I feel like I'm getting that low. I feel like I'm getting that low.
You're doing a really good job, both of you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, I thought, like, is that me or them?
Yeah. Gotta smoke them cigarettes.
Yeah, you're almost.
I'm there.
Oh,
I'm
my God, was that a recording of me?
Yeah, that was pretty close. Your sound is very au natural.
You gotta smoke them cigarettes. Anybody, this is the opportunity. And by the way, you don't have to join in. If you have a silly voice, maybe you want to sing. Maybe there's a voice you want to do. You don't get the chance to do it. You don't have a character for it. You just use that voice and sing. You gotta smoke these cigarettes. You know, anything you want. If you have nothing.
So you want us to just do voices saying.
I don't want you to do anything. If there's a voice that you like to do. Maybe there's a voice that you have in your head. You go, there's no vehicle in my act for it. You can just have that voice go, you're going to smoke them cigarettes. You're going to
You can't find a place in your act for that voice? can't make a little wiggle room. You can't find 5 minutes for that killer voice.
You can find 5 minutes.
Ah, come on.
Come on.
5 minutes.
That's
a good voice.
Five in the middle.
Everything stops at that.
You can't squeeze a little room.
Little
come on.
What are you 20 minutes in? Find two for me. Find two or three.
Makes you realize, bullshit.
Hell,
what am I fucking crying about?
Cut
that?
The fat and do it during the check spot. You notice Todd Glass do that voice during the check drop? What is that?
Yeah. It's innovative is what it is.
It is. Yeah. Groundbreaking.
Do you want to hear something that's like a hot washcloth to your face? You like Don Rickles? I'm going to think most comedians are obsessed with Don Rickles. Or
sure,
at least
yeah,
have an affection for him.
Yeah.
What, are you going to say no with that setup? I don't care for him.
I think most people pay taxes. You guys pay taxes?
Yeah, I think most people that are decent human beings, you know, that have feeling of love and cherish and no comedy are very influenced by Don Rickles. Are you too?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, sit up.
As an American with blood flowing through his veins, I find nothing more settling than Don Rickles and his comedy.
Your grandfather, your great-great-grandfather was a stand-up comedian, and we have a recording of it. It's crazy. I'm glad we have a safe word on this show. I swear to God this is true. This is, by the way, the sound quality on this is really, really, really bad. Mm. It goes in and out sometimes, but this is your – well, tell the story because you know exactly what we have. I can see by the look in your face.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I mean, he grew up originally in Vladivostok, Russia, but the family wasn't from there. They were from Poland, but they were spending some time there. And, yeah, it was very cold during the winter, and this was before, obviously, television, radio, any of that stuff. So they
It was cold during the winter?
It was cold during the winter.
Well, they must have layered.
It was colder.
That's why they were so happy.
They did. They layered. Yeah.
They look good, too.
Yeah, sure. No wonder the those people in those cold regions always look so happy. They get the layer.
They get to layer.
Yeah, there's no truth to that bit because they hate it in the cold.
Everyone wearing corduroy all the time on some article of clothing. Just some of the happiest people.
Back to the thing we're going to play right now. It's very crackly. I mean, we've had some other crackly things on the show.
I come from a line of crackly voiced people to begin with, and then
what year is this?
This is 1887.
1887.
Right, play it.
Have you ever noticed that when you approach a woman with the intent to take her to your bedchamber, that the tone in your voice dictates much of her answer? I cannot be the only one who has made this observation. Ivan, tell me you haven't made this observation. Ivan, you said to me, standing in line to speak with the rabbi, that you have made this same observation, and now in front of the entire town, you mean to tell me you haven't made the same observation? Ivan, the man whose son I watched be born from the loins of his wife is going to stand here. You're not Ivan. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I invited Ivan.
That was one of those old.
That was hard to hear.
I'm going to start grading you, and you get an A+.
Thank you.
It was a fun thing.
Ian Carmel.
I like this. I didn't hear this. Oh, this is a different one.
Portland to LA.
Sure. Ian Carmel.
I think that was the same one.
Ian Carmel.
Moved from Portland to LA. Ian Carmel.
Ian Carmel. Let's write a song right on the air. We're improv people.
Portland to LA. Ian Carmel.
He drove his truck to the middle of the farm. Ian Carmel. He moved from Portland to L.A.
Probably owns an 04 Toyota Tundra. Ian Carmel.
Moved from Portland to L.A. Ian Carmel.
He has Netflix on demand. And when he gets super bored, he'll just sit there and watch the same episode of King of the Hill over and over and over and over again.
Ian Carmel. He moved from Portland to L.A. Ian Carmel.
Hates paying for parking at the... Are we done?
No.
No.
At the airport. Newport, but doesn't like to inconvenience his friends to ask him for a ride, so he pays for parking anyways.
Ian Carmel. Ian Carmel. He moved from Portland to L.A. Ian Carmel.
He's constantly planning on starting a diet tomorrow.
Ian Carmel. Ian Carmel. He moved from Portland to L.A., Ian Carmel.
Not super proud of that diet joke, it seemed lazy.
Ian Carmel, Ian Carmel. Even in the middle of a silly vid, he has the ability to go to the lair and peel it away and self-analyze himself. I thought it was good anyway, but I respect him for doing it.
And it got him out of the bit.
Because his name is Ian Carmel. Ian Carmel. He moved from Portland to L.A. Ian
and take lead. Right in there. Get right into there. Gabe on trumpet, everybody. Gabe on trumpet. Let him go nuts. On drums, Martin Diller. Martin, go. I want to see you go like fucking ape shit on those drums. Here we go.
Ian Carmel. He moved from Portland to L.A., Ian Carmel. Ian Carmel.
Anybody can do whatever they want. You're the band leader. I'm the band leader. Whatever you want.
You guys have anything planned this week? What do you guys got going on this week?
I was going to clean. I haven't cleaned my room in a while. So.
Oh, really? Is that true?
Yeah, there's a lot of laundry on the floor.
Oh, that's the worst.
Ian Carmel.
Gabe on trumpet, everybody. Let's show him the respect he deserves. You know what he does? We dish out the best comedy in the world, and in return, those two, you know, they throw it back our way musically. That's why it's such a fucking fun night. And I've had it. I'm having so much fun I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
It's not fair that I should have this much fun.
You shouldn't.
Why do I get to have this much fun? I can't enjoy it because I don't deserve it.
But you share it with the people on your podcast.
I know, but still, I feel like I don't deserve to have this much fun. I mean, I'm a good guy and everything.
What is it about your condition? Why you feel you do not deserve joy?
You don't. You know, you come to see us every week and you say,
well, because I want to see you, but
a therapy team.
I've never heard of a therapy team anyway. And by the way, yes. I asked my insurance.
Okay.
They said they never heard of a therapy team either. Does both of you have a license?
Hey.
Although it's together with somebody online.
You're both talk over each other, and I can't hear you. Listen.
That is online.
No, my
semantics. Todd, you do this every week. You get caught in semantics.
Here. Well, you're going to have to let me talk, both of you. I never heard of a therapist. There's no team. So where? Who has the license?
We're both online.
Each of us has a license.
You're talking over each other. I don't understand when you talk. What is the language you speak? No disrespect.
English. We speak Far Eastern European. If you must know the truth, he has a license and I have a license. He is to practice therapy, mine to drive an automobile.
So, I'm embarrassed to admit
this. What can I say? He's commercial.
It's commercial.
CDL.
I possess a commercial driver's license.
Can we ask you something?
We have a question for you.
Does what are we talking about? Have to do with your...
Oh, shit, my ride's here. No, seriously.
So
I said
is
that.
Our ride.
I said that first.
We can use my extra charge to continue this session in the back of the ambulance.
Can I bare my soul, which I've done on the show before? Just help me because I'll get right back on
couch.
And I will get right back on and I will enjoy it. I got a little lost. So where are we? What are we doing right
where
now?
Where are your tweets? We are
team therapist.
Why?
Oh, you're team therapist.
We are Eastern Europe.
And I'm on to you, and you're both obviously lying. Okay, it's cool. I got it.
You assume everyone is lying.
Well, not. Hold on. No. Which one of you guys, which one of you guys has. You both talk over each other. I need to hear one at a time. Do you both have a license? I'm a little weary, I'll tell you. I've been paying you guys a lot of money, and someone said that you guys were not. One of you is officially a therapist. Which one is officially a therapist?
Who are you to decide what is in a large
what
amount helps of
money? He talks and I talk. Nobody hears anything. Which one of you? Okay, you be quiet. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't talk. And then, no disrespect, I'm going to let you go second.
Yes.
Doctor, which one of you is a therapist?
It is hard to say because there is no. What a monster!
Do you have these kind of issues with other people?
Stop! I'm not fucking nuts. I keep telling you not to both talk, and I know what you're doing. You're lying to my face. You, doctor, do not say anything. Do you understand that? Is that clear enough? And do you understand that I want you to answer? And when he is answering, you say nothing. Don't interrupt. It's not... I'm not going to take it anymore. If you thought it would work, it didn't. Now just fucking sink. So let me ask you and you alone. Which one of you has a license?
It is a complicated issue. Which one of us has a license?
Is this how you wish to spend your time in therapy? Is asking
you turn it around?
Become a
you are using your time.
Boiling water.
You get 50 minutes with us, and you use it to question whether we have.
Maybe I jumped. I did jump. I apologize.
And it is not the first time we have seen you jump to.
You're a kangaroo of emotional balance.
And, you know...
You two have balls. The fact that I finally let it go to then turn it around on me, these two guys, I'm not the first time we've seen this when you're fucking with my head. Sure, we've seen this before. Yeah.
Todd, unfortunately...
Your time is up.
It is time.
What?
Yes.
You're counting the time that I was...
You spend the first...
We have another client coming
next week. Don't spend so much time asking us.
Perhaps the time is better spent diagnosing.
Well, don't try to give me five and dime therapy, doctor, okay? Better. Of course it's... Of course...
Todd,
far more expensive than
do
five
you
and
need
dime.
Validation for car?
Your car, it is existing
because
even though you are in this room. Your car, it maintains.
It is place, and we validate for first 10 minutes.
That's the worst.
It is an expensive crush.
The ensuing 50 minutes fall heavy upon your own shoulders.
But almost his lesson.
Do you know what I just realized? I'm so infectious with doing throwing any of you back to the past. I'm sitting here thinking, what else? Because anything I say, I feel like it's throwing a lot on YouTube, but the reason I do it, because it's like a treat for me. You guys pretty much, I don't want to make you nervous. Whatever I throw at you, you go silly with it. So I'm sitting over here thinking, where could I make them both? Like, oh, we have a recording of you, Rob, on your first. And then whatever I do, I feel bad because then you guys have to either play along or decline. So I don't want to throw too much at you. But with that in mind,
okay,
we do have.
Oh.
And this is the real deal.
Uh-huh.
You know how much it sucks? And I swear to George Carlin, I'm not lying. I don't have something in my head yet. And I did all that prep and interrupted a fun-flowing show.
But we do have.
You have that recording of.
Yeah.
What do I have?
Ian Carmel doing morning television in Skokie, don't you?
It's a Skokie.
Well, didn't you do Skokie?
Is this you or your? Is it's a family member, isn't it?
Oh yeah. It was your great grandfather. He was touring. He was at the Skokie Funny Bone.
Skokie Funny Bone.
Yeah, and he did the morning news at the Skokie Funny Bone.
Late in life.
Late. Yeah. Well, he was doing the funny. Yeah, he tours. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. Do you have that?
We do. Yes.
Okay. Great.
Oh, that's amazing. God.
Yeah, that's great.
You guys do your research.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Good.
Oh, you do the weather?
Good morning, Skokie. Hey, thank you guys so much for joining us. We have in studio, this is going to be so great, a funny man, a Russian. We don't have issues with them yet. This is going to be so great. It's 1889. He's doing his tour. He's going to be at the Skokie Funny Bone all weekend. Please welcome Vladimir St. Carmel.
Hello, thank you for having me.
He's great right off the bat. He's too much to handle.
I on the way to the studio this morning, a wolf ate my family.
Well, that is a treat. That is a treat here on Channel 4.
It was
black
the
and
same
white
thing, but just...
I am afraid that I will not last through the winter given the current state of my dress.
Oh, folks, and you can hear more of that Thursday through Sunday at the Skokie Funny Bone.
Why is it that when I came to this country, as I stepped off the boat, the man said, "Welcome to a land where you may pursue happiness and dreams." And then I spent my life traversing this country and I see nothing but misery. And vermin.
And isn't it true? I see Diane, our weather girl, cracking up.
Your entire country is built on the backs of broken men.
Now, where do you get your material?
Oh, this is bad. Isn't there always the one girl who has to play the...
Carol, she's conservative.
Oh, we've got soccer moms. So we got to be careful. Can I ask you a question as a direction correction? A question. I think it's funny, like, that this comedian doesn't think he has to do any jokes at all. It's not like his jokes are even dark. He's literally just going, nothing turned out my way. Like, can you imagine? We've done this radio for real, and we have to go in and try to be funny. Can you imagine if
like
we got
on
the
modern day version of
a modern day version of this?
Yeah.
You know, just flipping out. I'll be the interviewer.
Okay, yeah.
So, as we always have some of the comedians at this portion of our show to end on a lighter note. As we
yeah, we do, Todd.
Friday. Well, she goes down to the comedy club all the time. You have a good time there. You go.
Yeah, they give us passes because they bring the comedians in here.
They do give us passes. So with us today on the show, on the Good Morning 5 o'clock hour, Ian Carmel over from the Funny Bone.
Hi. Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here, yeah. Ian. How's it going over there? It's a good club, right?
At some point, it feels like in your life you have to make a decision between your happiness and your career and whether you define yourself through the success of your career, which
you got to make jokes about it, I guess, right?
No, I mean, it almost seems like your entire existence becomes that joke. Like, you can be happy, you can have a wife, you can have children, you can fulfill yourself.
You talk about all that stuff. I bet you do. Tell them about your wife, what she said today.
I throw you.
She wants to leave me.
So you make jokes about that, right? Well, that's what I mean, I tell him. You got to make jokes about life, right?
Look, I mean, if you even just look at science or religion, you realize that everything's dying and relationships are no different.
Should we just go to traffic? Should we just check traffic?
Let's go to traffic. Oh, a school bus got run into by another school bus. Luckily, there were nobody in each. Here's how reality TV would give the news. One school bus rode into another school bus. Thank God nobody was in each school bus. They're doing tests on the school bus. But while the test was happening, somebody did get hit by a car.
if it was a dream, but it isn't. But at the end of it, I lost it. But I was going somewhere good with that. They would play with the results of the news.
Yeah.
Is it exhausting trying to come up new ways to trick the audience? You like Vegas? Because you're not going there. You're flying there. All right. Would you like to continue with this competition? I feel like I'm turning into Andy Kindler doing a bit. Would you like to be in this competition? I'm sorry. We're going to have to say goodbye. And hello in Florida. You just made it through to the things.
Pack your bags because we're going to burn your house down.
Oh, that's horrible.
With Target gift cards.
They never do it the other way. They never do it the other way. You won, and then you start jumping up and down. A trip to nowhere. Oh, stop jumping up and down. We're going to burn your house down.
You won. Dur, what I'm doing with this knife. Stabbing you. Eventually.
Seriously, just play this, but just because to be serious, I don't want to be joke around about this.
Here, pussy, where can you be? Here, pussy.
I have to play this, and I'm not joking around. I'll tell you why. When we Chris Hardwick makes me play songs, I hate it.
Please come home.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Our guest tonight is the very talented Rob Gleason. Also sitting next to him, the always funny and charming Ian Carmel. We talked to them about bits, and we went places, and we took a journey, and we went in and out of one character all throughout the night. It was a fun evening, and we sure did laugh about it afterwards. What a journey. Man, I just wanted to act like that's the way you would maybe in the old days wrap up a show like this. I get lost in my bits sometimes. Okay, let's do... is everybody good?
Yeah,
great.
Good. I love to then decompress sometimes. That's what I say when my bit takes a big shit.
Let's take the temperature in the room. Let's take the temperature.
It's 98.7, perfect.
Same. Do you want to hear some? No, I will do that later. Here's what I like to do. Did you ever hear this song? Because I think we might all get a chance to do it. If you like it. So let's crank it up. This is Frank Sinatra.
Hey, no!
For real.
Take a mip-map-mop and a brim-bram-broom and clim-clam-clean-up the rim-ram-room cause your bim-bam-baby's coming home tonight. Get my slim slam slippers and my easy chair. Run your flim flam fingers through my greasy hair. Then kiss me, baby. Let me hold you tight.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like a fun song to do, isn't it?
North and south,
maybe we should start, you know, putting some reverb in our voice. You can just play along. Maybe then later the band will accompany us and we can, if whoever wants to do it. You want to do it. He already said he wanted to do it. Where are you in? Bing, bang, boom. You got a flim flam flurry on a Thursday afternoon.
Cause your bim bam baby's coming home tonight.
Jake, I'm letting you take it. Where's the mic? Okay, let's try to see if we can go over to just the in-house. Over to in-house. Turn this off, but can you guys keep going with anything? Mop.
Mop and a brim, bram, broom. Clim, clam, clean up.
That's hard.
Bim, bam,
you know what? I didn't think we're not going to be able to do it. Right.
Get my slim slam slippers and my easy chair. Run your breezy fingers.
Start it over. I'm not giving up on this bit. Start it over. We'll have fun with it.
Get my slim slam slippers in my easy chair. Run your flim flam fingers through my greasy hair. Then kiss me, baby. Let me hold you tight.
Bing, bang, bing, bang, ning, then east and west, north and south, and north, going north, and bing, the ding.
was just boo-da-boo-boo, boo-boo, boo-da-boo. That's the end of my career. Boo-boo-dee-da-dee-da-boo-da-boo. This song just made me quit comedy. Bip, bop, bip, easier sounds. Boop, 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 boop. North and south and east and west and south, south, south and south and do.
You know, we figured out the song. Play it from the beginning. He's going on a trip. I'm being honest. You want to hear the backstory?
Yeah.
By the way, this is all conjecture. Can we turn the reverb off? Please, I ask politely, as I always do. Okay, we're good. Turn the reverb off. He's coming home, and I think he wants his... It's an older time. We could be completely wrong, but he's coming home, and he's, you know, clean it up and get my slippers ready. Like, just listen to the beginning. I'm being... To George Carlin, I'm serious. I think, what else could it be about? Listen.
Take a mip-map-mop and a brim-bram-broom and clim-clam-clean-up the rim-ram-room, cause your bim-bam baby's coming home tonight.
What do you think?
Frank Sinatra won't have an evening blowjob in anything but a spotless room. If I see even one speck of dust, I swear to God.
You take your mip-mop baby and your flim-flam-floam, you take your bing-bang baby and your bum-bung-bing. It's a fun song to do. Maybe if I get hits. You ever see hits? Hits are fun. If I like turn off all, just give me a little reverb. Little reverb. I've done this before, but it's very fun if you have a band. What a night this has been. What a mood I am in. This laughter I hear, it's better than being. And you just, you don't have to sing. You can just sort of talk and go, I cannot sing at all. But if I just say things like this,
then you will listen in, regardless of what I'm saying.
It'd be great if you could just have that. Like, all the time. If you just had, like, constantly had that, like, I had this shirt dry cleaned here, picked it up yesterday. Couple of stains around the collar, thought you were gonna take them out. But you can see they're still there. What do you have to say?
Listen, I'm not a miracle worker. There's only so much my wife and I can do. The best thing I can tell you is you're screwed.
The best thing I can tell you, you are screwed.
Buy a new shirt.
Asshole!
Honestly, I think you're being unreasonable. It's just basic butter stain.
I didn't quit a decent job to get lectured here by you. I could have stayed at Microsoft and made enough money till my hair turns blue, cause I used to program computers left and right. And now I'm gonna stand here while you put up this big fight about your bullshit shirts.
About your bullshit shirts.
I don't care for your bullshit shirts. You got the stain on the neck and that's your problem. I'm not trying to stick you up and rob them. Clean your own goddamn shirts tonight. It's not my problem. It's not my right to get pictured by you here in my own goddamn laundry shop. I gotta go home.
Not to invade your personal life, but you left a job at a huge blue chip corporation like Microsoft that probably would have planned for your retirement in 401k to open a ramshackle dry cleaners. Do you see what a poor decision that is? It's not like you left Microsoft to open a restaurant or something that would be a passion project. You literally left Microsoft to open a dry cleaners.
Do you realize with the music, what the horn player wants to win will always win because he gives it that extra long thing at the end and it makes it sound what you said wins? Vote for Todd Glass. He's a winner. Todd Glass is a winner.
That was fun.
That was fun.
That was a great bit.
God damn it. Good. Let me tell you something. You too. If I had my own network.
It's great that you left Microsoft.
Oh my God, I
dry cleaners.
You pointed that out. Oh. It's not like
you went for a passion project.
Carl, why are you leaving?
I'm opening
up. You know how I like my nice shirts? You know how I like my clean shirts, Becky.
You're always wearing those shirts.
Always so pressed, Carl. You press the best shirt.
Well, I'm going to do that for people who work at H&R Block. That's the next phase of my life.
It's not like you opened a bakery or like a fucking like.
You know what? I got tired. I worked at ICM for 38 years. And you know what? Finally, one day I woke up and I said, I can't take it anymore. This is not what I want to do the rest of my life. And I started working.
What do you want
to do? I started working at Hertz Rent-A-Car.
Wow.
And you know what? I have never been happy. Nobody goes from like. Yeah. Oh, they're having a duel off. He does it, then he.
John Henry versus the locomotive.
Now that sounded good. That was the best. That is an amazing sound to be able to make. Let's make that sound make sense in a bit. And for some reason, is that? Hold on. Let me. I'll do. Go. So it's like. So Iron, can you give me some crackle? Little crackle.
That was for him.
Hold on. Give me some crackle. Give me some crackle. Cyrus, same thing. The pony, and I remember the pony just started going up on 2 feet. I remember.
2 feet?
Yes.
The pony was up on two feet?
You make that same sound you made before. Well, hold on. Let's do it again. Hold on. So I was, that pony, that horse, that mammoth horse was up on 2 feet, I tell you.
2 feet?
That sort of makes sense, right?
What did you do, Carl?
Well, he went right up again.
Well, certainly a man of your stature is not going to be backed into a corner by some pony come lately.
I told. I've been telling you for months, you got to move out. You can't keep sharing your apartment with a horse. It's dangerous, Carl.
It makes no sense.
I know he helps with the rent, but the way he's getting up on 2 feet now.
You know, when you do this in a bit, I could take it and make you look worse. That's all that happens here. So all of a sudden, now I'm fucking a horse, right? I go, well, you didn't have to. Give me some more. You didn't have to come over my house. I caught you fucking that horse, Bill.
Bill, you were giving the horse quite a running.
I caught him fucking my horse.
It's not like you were dating the horse. Yeah. A horse deserves a personal life, doesn't it?
Well, Bill, you didn't even have...
I'll tell you something. A horse that can walk on 2 feet is a horse that deserves to be fucked.
How can you argue with that? Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Smoke them cigarettes. Did everyone do one of those? Did you do one?
Oh, yeah.
Smoke
them cigarettes.
You started yours with children. That's
that
about
was so
as,
great. Oh,
thank you. You were just horrible.
Whether I'm smashing baseballs or...
Ted Williams.
Do the worst. What you want to? I love throwing shit at you. Yeah. Get the crackle again. You are an actor from whatever. This time. Just fun to do this way. And you look back and you sold out big time. I don't even know if it's cigarettes, whatever it is, you are just, is that okay? Can you think
absolutely,
of something?
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever it is, give him the crackle music. Is it raining outside?
Yeah, for this, yeah, maybe you're speaking outside and it's raining and it's the old days and still people gathered together with umbrellas and you, oh, no, no, I'm sorry, I'm doing
radio,
the wrong bit.
Radio?
You're doing a radio.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing a radio ad and you're famous in this era and you, this is it. Okay.
Women of America, put down that kettle and listen here. Did you know that over 90% of babies born here in these United States are lead deficient? That's right. 90% of American babies don't possess enough lead in their bloodstreams to bulk up and perform the sort of masculine, manly labor that this country needs as it burgeons forth on its path towards manifest destiny. Know in your hearts and in your minds that you do not live in Siam or some other far-flung nation full of those unwise enough to enrich their own children with lead, and know that you here have the opportunity to feed lead directly into the mouths and therefore into the bloodstreams of your children.
Oh, but doctor, where can I procure more lead for my babies?
Not only at the nearest Five and Dime, but soon delivered on your very own doorstep by hulking white men. Trustworthy men.
Oh, my God.
Blonde, blue-eyed men delivering lead right to your doorsteps. You can pay them once a week or even once a month, depending on how your allowance is doled out by your husband. That's right, Johnson's lead is almost lead.
This is horrible times. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
You do. Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Go ahead, yeah.
You don't mind? How long have you two been dating? Hey, do you mind? Hope you don't mind getting into a serious conversation.
Let's get right into it.
Yeah, is that cool? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How long have you? I like to have sometimes just put away the bullshit and the silliness and just ask a nice question.
Pack it up.
How long have you been?
Been about a month.
Now I want you to cover. Wow. Take off your headphones and yell. I don't want you to hear this. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Don't turn around and yell. Yell.
All right, I'll do it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Start yelling.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, back. I can't believe that was the most immature thing I ever did. But okay. I wanted. Okay, yeah. Here we go. So you know, you're happy in the relationship. I think she's. What's her name again?
Her name's Kimberly. Kimberly.
Yeah, you guys look. You know what I like? You see guys like Rory and his girlfriend
sure,
now married.
Married.
You see a lot of nice, you know, people. You're like, yeah, I could see them. They're supportive of each other.
Yeah.
You have one of those, right?
I do. And some people are rooting for us.
That's great.
I hope I don't get too. Oh, I feel like I'm getting too personal.
No, you know? No.
Do you, you fuck that shit?
Come on. But I mean, only with protection, of course.
As you should.
Well, that's good. So you guys are happy. That's all I'm really mainly.
Yeah, things are going well emotionally, spiritually, and in the bedroom. Yeah, thank you for asking.
Well, that's good to know. That is so much fun.
Oh, to talk to him about his personal life.
The only way it could stay in the character is if I work my emphysema into. I am. So,
Todd, we've talked a lot about me.
I love talking.
How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah, I have emphysema.
Oh.
Isn't that a skin thing?
Yeah.
Skin.
It's both. My skin and my throat is sick.
Because your throat is sick as well. Your throat is also skin. Yeah. So it goes all the way down.
Back to your personal life.
Yeah. Very good.
That really... dancing around, shit.
I want to be a part of it, too.
Well,
you know
what? Maybe we'll take another. We do a thing where we ask a secret word, but I've got to be honest with you. We got to end the show with it towards the end. Only if you guess. We give you three words. You guess a word. If you guess a secret word, you get a silly dance.
Three right. words. You know, there's like 500 words.
You watch the way.
If you
are supposed to guess it, there's almost probably more, a little bit more than like 500 words.
There's like 500 words.
And you
time.
Want me to guess?
Well, that's a funny character. It's the stupid, flippant person.
Can I say
you know,
something?
There's what? How many? There's 22 states, right?
32.
Jesus.
Thank you. Can I say something?
Did you even like graduate from middle school? Like, what did you?
I did graduate. You know, I because you know, usually graduated 12th grade. Or I fucked up the bit.
Can I say something? It doesn't matter that you fucked up the bit.
Thank you, but your voice sounds like it matters. Can I tell you? Can I tell you something? And that might affect you around here at the office.
Before you say it, I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, you have it
in advance.
Can I tell you something? What's your name again? Like, what is your name for this bit? What is his name for this bit? I want you to have a name.
Dawn. But I'm a man.
I know. I figured.
I had a feeling.
I figured.
It's D-A-W.
Okay, so
like the dish.
Most people thank you. I can see why you chose that. Most people. Spick and span, like the cleaner.
Brawn. Yeah.
Okay, so most people, I got to know you. You're very nice. You're very kind. You're very giving. But you have a tone that when people just hear it, you sound sarcastic even when you're being nice.
I get it. Thank you for the compliment. And
like right now. Did I just offend you?
No.
It's such a character vampit of any...
of, like, any connection.
Yeah. Oh, you know the thing I hate, and I don't know
what?
If it's this character you're doing? No. Usually in real life, if you tell somebody... I don't know if... Tell me if you've ever had this happen to you. Like, you think someone doesn't like you. Now, if someone I really like says that to me, they go, you don't like me. I've had that happen. I go, if you really do like them, you go, oh, my God, no. You're like, oh, I feel bad you even thought that I
you're
didn't like
guest.
You. I love you.
Yeah, you're a guest.
Yeah, I'm talking about even in regular life.
Yeah.
Right? So you're like, if someone's hanging out at your house, or you could be at a comedy club. I've gone up to a waitress that I didn't think liked you, and she goes, oh, my God, why? Oh, no, I'm so busy tonight. But this is what I hate, because this means they don't like you. Unless they say, oh, my God, no, why? Just like any I'm just busy. I don't really.
I just have a lot.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. A girl at the Meltdown the other night, I felt like she wasn't too friendly at the front desk. And I guess it's because everyone else there is so friendly and so nice. You want to hug everybody there. It's just such a great, warm environment. Now, I could have been misreading her, but I was doing this thing about a comedian. I knocked a book over by accident, but it's not a big deal. And she looked at me. I went, oh, my God, you just scared me like you were an adult and I was the kid. You gave me a look of like, yeah, we get it. It's funny, but that's too much. That's what I said to her, thinking she'd go, oh, my God, no, why, and start laughing? Nothing. So then went over to her later, and I went, you know, I was just joking around with you, right? She went, yeah, it's not nothing. No warmth. I'm like, oh, so you won't have any warmth. You wanted me to feel cold. I smelled it, and then you mind-fucked me. And that's what they're doing. They are mind-fucking you because they don't want to say it, but you're right that they don't like you. So instead of just saying it, going, yeah, to be honest, the books are expensive, and they don't, at least I could react to it. No, I'll just play this middle ground aloofness, which I don't care for.
She definitely made it. She made a decision. It might not have been conscious, but it might have been below that of her being like, I'm not going to ease this burden. I sense that he's feeling a burden, and I'm deciding not to ease it. That's what's happening there.
Stand up.
I'll stand right up.
Stand the fuck up, Ian Carmel.
What are we doing? We're hugging.
Ian Carmel moved from Portland to L.A. Ian Carmel,
they're hugging.
Moved from Portland to
LA. Once
again,
only this time on a much more emotional, deep level, Ian Carmel. That story could have gone nowhere.
Ian Carmel.
Right. Because I'm not a...
Ian Carmel.
Ian Carmel.
Moved from Portland to LA. Ian Carmel.
He's pretty good with empathy.
Ian Carmel.
Ian Carmel.
Yeah, so you got that laundry on your floor, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of laundry on the floor right now. And I know it's clean, and I feel like the floor is clean, but there's something about how it's lower.
Yeah, that way the clothes sort of layer on the floor.
Don't care.
Do you guys know this song?
In
the horse is leaving with me.
That's right. My horse sounds like a trumpet.
Hey, mister, can I ask you a question about your horse?
Yes.
Can it stand on 2 feet?
My horse can stand on 2 feet.
Sold! I'll take it.
Oh, my God. Huh?
Oh, shit. I'll take it from here.
We gotta go in.
It's that went so fucking fast.
We're gonna go in for the close, but slow, because it's a double show, so we're all in. And you guys are good, right? Remember what we talked about?
That almost sounded like a threat.
What time is it?
I don't know what that was about.
Well, we go over, you know.
Oh.
Well, you say to them, remember what we talked about.
Yeah,
that could be
Ian,
like,
Ian and I don't know.
Remember what I talked about? That could be like a gun.
This is where we kill Ian this and Rob.
I would never kill you. Wait, let's see if I had to, like the trumpet and the horn player and the piano player.
Oh, me or
and
Ian?
The fucking drummer, Martin. Martin. On the drums. Okay. All right, I get a little lost. I'm not going to lie. But I'm back and everything's great. Can I ask you a question? I don't mean to be. Did you write? Would you be honest with me?
Yeah.
I think what happened, especially, you know who did it the worst? David Koechner. He didn't even listen to the song. I just want to find out who wrote this song, so I've been asking a lot of my friends. Play it for me a little.
I be stroking.
No, not this.
That's what I be doing.
But that is a fun song to answer the questions to, but we can go back to that. Like Let It Go. Like, I don't want to. Play the other one. And I'm being serious. I swear to God. Like, I'm trying to find
it. I wrote this song.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and glaive.
Did you write this?
I mean, we should
listen to
like
a little more.
Pretty young creature, she sat on.
Do you know already? Because you look like you're trying to figure it out. Like it sounds familiar. Let's listen. Okay, did you write it?
I've written a lot of songs.
And you don't remember?
I've written a lot of songs, and this sounds like one of the ones I wrote. Yeah, it sounds like one of them, but I can't tell you with 100%.
Shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday.
You seem to, your face lights up when it plays. Are you having a nervous breakdown?
I'll be honest with you. My father wrote that song.
By the way, I think that's amazing. This song, we play it on the show all the time.
Yeah.
And how did it start?
He was standing in a field shaking his fist. And,
and he was a man that didn't believe in cursing?
Honestly, I know a lot of people. This is why this is kind of weird for me. A lot of people listen to this song and they laugh. They think it's whimsical. They think it's fun.
Oh, I didn't mean to get serious. I'm
no,
sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. Like, you didn't know. There's no way for you to have known. But for my dad, this was like
you're being
honest,
serious.
This was an honest thing that he saw. Yeah, it was during the Dust Bowl. And,
maybe we should stop.
All right, that's disrespectful. Seriously, Jake, that's disrespectful. Really is.
You think it's disrespectful to
No,
us?
It's fine.
Are
it's fine.
Me?
You know what?
No,
this time I'm not going to. The therapist
know.
Said I should
I
let him go nuts. Yep, you're right. Well, you should be more angry with the way you're hurting this show. No, you're not angry enough at yourself. No, you should be screaming louder. Don't you feel he's not angry enough? Nope. I think you should take your life. Take your life. It's the only way I could. Take your life. Take your life. Take your. Why aren't you killing yourself?
Oh, you want me to kill myself?
Yes, I do.
You want me to kill myself?
I'm well, or apologize.
I'm gonna go kill myself.
Yes. Well, maybe you should search for a knife instead of running around screaming.
He's not.
He's not looking for a knife.
He's not looking for a knife.
Yes. Come over here. I'll give you a knife. Rob said he has a pocket knife from when he was in the Boy Scouts. So here, give it to him. This is morbid, and I hate to do it, but the therapist said to get him to stop doing this. There you go. Oh, my God. That's like a six-foot knife. That's a samurai.
That's a sword. Second sword.
The fuck? Where'd you get a samurai? Oh, my God. You have a gun, too.
I pack heat. I pack heat.
Guns shooting for no reason are always funny in a podcast. I know what the people want. There's some reason there's something funny in the
what
middle.
What do
boom,
the people
boom.
Want?
They want, like, boom, boom, a gun. Like, just all of a sudden somebody gets shot in the middle of a bit. It's funny.
Yeah.
Do we have any?
Because then you have to justify it. That's what's funny.
Right. Well, that's like...
You have to pay it off.
Well, right. You know, by the way, that makes a lot of sense. That's like if he leads with the sound effects. Oh, shit. I just... If he leads with the sound effects, like if we start him off with like... But
here, let's do a bit and then in the middle of it...
He leads. Like, he plays the sound effects, and we have to match what he's doing. So, like, it was... Remember, it was the member we met?
Yeah, he'll do the sound effects in the middle of the bit, right?
Okay. Yeah, remember when we met, it was thundering, the three of us? You remember that, right?
Oh, God, yeah, it was curious.
Yeah. It was... How many years ago was that?
That was 15 years ago today.
And then what happened?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up!
We were at that slaughterhouse. You were trying to convince us to turn vegan.
Well, it was...
I asked if you're going to eat meat, please go to the slaughterhouse and see the way.
Know the process.
Know the process.
Right. I thought it was just a bachelor party.
And we saw them. One of the cows got a gun.
One of the cows got a
One
gun.
One of the cows got a gun. And
it's those opposable thumbs. Well, it's the hormones.
I know. They all have thumbs. And he shot the rancher, and then he shot the cops.
Yeah. And he let everybody free.
All these cows started running free.
How hard were we laughing?
Oh, so hard.
We were like, it just seemed... And then there was the field of the chickens.
Yeah, we ran into the chicken field.
Yeah, fell asleep, woke up to the roosters.
Yeah, and you were scared. Who was scared of chickens? It was me.
You were scared of chickens.
I was petrified. They freaked me out. And they were pecking at me. They were getting closer and
they
louder.
Were really, they were really giving you
they
the business.
They were going at you. You started,
Fuck you. You got a big bucket of water.
We're trying to wake you up.
I was like, what's up, Kong? And I tossed it.
In the deep sleep, I woke up and they threw chickens at me.
Yeah.
And they were clucking and water.
Just moist chickens.
Well, those were the days. We had a lot of fun. And then.
Party time.
Chickens knew Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
I forget how they knew each other. Like the chicken had played bass on one of the studio albums or something like that.
Then it started thundering and we all went home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a safe flight back.
Our home, of course, in Malibu.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go in. We're going to go in for the close. Let's end with a song. It seems like a fun show to do. Like we'll pick a song and then we'll end with it. Let's make sure we got to everything first, okay? We didn't get to this. Let's show you what we would have done, but we'll do it another time. Play this.
I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking.
And then he asks questions, and we answer them. You know, like, he does ask questions. That's a while before he...
I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast?
All right, so we'll do that another time. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to end. Let's take a deep breath. Think of a song, and then we'll come back. Oh, my God. And then we'll come back. And with that.
That was not me.
We'll take a deep breath. I forgot. I was thinking of something else. Here we go.
What?
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When
I just want to hear the guys play a little more. It's my last treat before I say goodnight to everybody. I want to hear it for myself. I like to hear the horns.
So they will reap, turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again when love is gone. And the one you thought would stay does you wrong. And you're left alone to pay the prices.
That was so great.
We're
I hope I say we're enjoying
it. Hey, do you have a guy? You have that laundry in your. You need to really clean up your life.
Listen, here's the thing about it: is at this point, I don't know what's clean and what's dirty. And
hey, do you mind?
Being honest.
No, I'm sorry.
That's the hardest part.
Well, do you mind if we close on something? It was a little bit. It's personal about your parents. Do you mind if it's just personal? I like to know the relationship. Sometimes I like to end on a more serious note, like ask questions about the family. That's what I mean. Just it's personal. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, because your mom and dad, I met them once, and they seem like really cool people. How long have they been married?
40 years.
That's so cool. Yeah.
And they get along still, right?
Yeah, very well.
Now, do you mind if I ask you a personal question? Because I feel like I want to ask you something. I don't want you to get offended, but I had a question about your parents.
Yeah.
Is it cool?
You can ask whatever you want.
Oh, okay, cool. That's exactly what I need to do. Like, your dad and your mom, they've been married how many years?
40.
Oh. Does he fuck that shit? Come on! Here. We're all dancing around. It's fun. You know what? We're going to commit. Even though we're not on, we're committing to this bit. If you hear the music, we're dancing.
I just told the listeners that as long as that music's playing, we're going to be dancing. So they'll know that as long as we're playing this music, and you'll know how long.
dancing. That if you get tired, you can stop. Everybody plays. If you get tired, stop.
I know that when I take breaks to talk, I figure out what to make up for.
Okay, we're done. But know that every single one of us, we don't know what it sounded like. Were we too loud when we came to the mic? I don't know what those guys were saying. They don't know what I was saying. But we danced. I mean, if you didn't know what we were saying, I came on a few times and said, whoever's tired, you stop. There's no, the drummer, you're tired. The horn player took a break, did the tambourine, went back to the horns. We danced through that entire song, and that's why we left it on there.
Yeah, do you end every show that way?
No. Oh. No.
I feel very honored.
That was so much fun. I cannot believe you guys. We play that song for a minute, sometimes two, you know, and then that seems like that was fun.
That was great.
Oh, God.
That was like New Year's Eve.
Goodbye to you, right? Goodbye. Goodbye to you, right? Isn't that what we're all about? Hey, thank you very much. Gabe on horns, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's show a little love. Gabe on horns. Also, over there on drums, Martin Diller, everybody. Woo! Aristotle, thanks for coming by, Iffy. Rob Gleason, what a treat. This was just so much fun. You guys
are fun.
That
was a great episode.
You guys are fun to play with. That was a Jesus. And let's see, what can we go out with? You know, we'll go out with something I haven't played. Oh, we'll go out to this William Shatner song. All righty, everybody. Good night. Sleep tight.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score.
Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Yes, when love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong. And you're left alone to pay the prices high. But somehow you'll survive. Don't give in.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.